Good Tuesday morning. Welcome into Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio, coming to you live from the Corwin Subaru Studios. Jace Denman's back. Missed you yesterday. Yesterday was definitely Monday.
Well, that's why I skipped it.
Kind of moments out of the shoot. Well, we were already getting to our question of the morning, and we were getting to our phone calls. We had Paulie and Mike lined up, and then our computer vapor locked.
Oh, did it really?
And James is looking at me over there like...
Like, are we taking a call or not?
Is it? Well, we had the calls, but everything vapor locked. And it's like, I'm like, you know, our mouse is wireless and it's got a battery. So I'm fiddling with that and trying to do a control alt delete. That didn't work. Finally, I'm crawling on the floor to get to the computer. And James is just looking at me. I'm like, you just keep talking. Yeah, I'll solve this problem behind the scenes.
Just keep talking, buddy. Just keep talking.
So, like, yeah, yesterday was definitely Monday, but we missed you and we're glad you're back today.
Yeah, I'm back.
And we got some pretty good rain that we're going to be seeing here. In fact, I saw reports for the like Minot area, Devil's Lake Basin. One of the meteorologists out of Bismarck is saying, like, you can believe it if you want, but you don't have to. You know how when you're a meteorologist, people hack on you. But he's got anywhere from 3 to 4 inches up in that region that could potentially be coming down. Yeah. For us, we're not expecting that much. But still, we're going to see some pretty good shower and looks like even thunder shower activity this morning. I made the motion on the radar screen, moved it in motion, and it looks like for the FM Metro, we should be seeing that, say, in the next 3 hours by about 8 o'clock. Currently, area north of Jamestown, up to the Devil's Lake Basin, up to Munich, North Dakota, so almost up to the Canadian border. There's some pretty good thundershower activity.
The most active thunderstorm, at least according to our partners at KVLY, their radar, Bonnie, it looks like the big line of storms looks like it's mainly just west of us, but there is a lot of looking... precipitation basically covering half of the province of Manitoba because it looks like Brandon might be getting some rainstorm soon. I mean, you might have some rain coming up pretty soon, if not right now, up in Winnipeg. So it looks like it's headed this way. And if that kind of comes southeast, then maybe, you know, we have half the state of Minnesota getting some rain today. And potentially it looks like, well, if you'd start now.
Munich and Devil's Lake, North Dakota, are seeing the heaviest thundershower activity right now. So there's going to be some good rain coming down. I don't doubt that. The meteorologist is saying three to four inches.
No, we might have some rain heading in the top half of Minnesota, it looks like. And they don't go quite far out, but maybe even the Twin Cities might be getting a good shot of a chance of some rain and maybe some thunderstorms this afternoon. So.
And in terms of the rain, I think it's welcome pretty much everywhere.
Yeah,
there might be some parts of northeastern Minnesota that actually maybe got a little bit soggier than they wanted to be at one time last week. But, I mean, we could use the rain.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, it's like I've said before when we've talked with Bridget, etc., it's not like we're in a drought right now or anything here, but we're not excessive water either, which has been great for no mosquitoes, etc.
You don't want too much.
But at the same time, we could use a little bit more because, you know, people are probably starting to have to water the lawns and things like that. We're only in June. So a nice shot of rain, you know, you don't want to have too much come all at once. You'd kind of like to space it out over the course of a couple of days, but we'll take what we can get.
Yeah, what does Mr. Kinsler say? It's nice if we can get a half inch to an inch a week or something like that during the growing season. Yep. And last week, we did have 3 shots of rain, which it was anywhere from a quarter to about a third of an inch. So that was very welcome. And if we see, I don't know amount wise, but I would imagine looking at the heavier rain that's going to be moving through, and there might be some more redevelopment later on today, I would imagine we should be seeing at least a half inch. Dean will be in today, so he's more of an expert than we are. We try our hardest.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's what I'm looking at right now. But yeah, so about 8 o'clock or so, we should see some shower. Pretty good heavy rain coming through and maybe some thunder showers as well here in the metro. 79 for our high temp today. Right now, it's cloudy. We have 60 degrees at our WDAY radio studios, high atop I-29 in South Fargo. Winds out of the southeast at 8. The Fargo City Commission has approved a convention center site after a 4-1 vote, with Commissioner Denise Kolpak voting against. The commission has given the green light to the city working with Kilbourne Group to develop an agreement for the site to be located at the Fargo Civic Center. And by the way, last night, too, was the last meeting for Commissioner Denise Kolpak, as well as Commissioner Dave Pepcorn and Mayor Tim Mahoney. The Fargo Human Rights Commission has ended its work after a vote of the City Commission. The decision comes months after the commission initially indicated the ending of the Fargo Arts and Culture Commission, Native American Commission, and the Human Rights Commission. The decision last night was 3-2. Derek Lobo has pleaded guilty to manslaughter and child neglect nearly 7 months after the death of his girlfriend, 23-year-old Sakina Cotty. She was shot at a Horace apartment building in November. Aggravated assault and reckless endangerment with a firearm charges were dropped as part of a plea deal. Lobo faces a mandatory minimum of 4 years in prison. A Park River, North Dakota woman faces felony charges after authorities say she punched a man, grabbed his knife, threatened to kill another person, and kicked two deputies. 44-year-old Andrea Slukey faces terrorizing assault on a peace officer, preventing arrest, and simple assault charges. A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration from subpoenaing Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and other state leaders, calling it an effort to harass and retaliate against them. Judge Patrick Schlitz found the dominant purpose of the subpoenas was to coerce Minnesota officials into assisting the federal government with enforcing civil immigration law. Absentee voting for Minnesota's primary election begins Friday. Races include the U.S. Senate and House, along with races for governor, secretary of state, attorney general, and state auditor. State senators, state reps, and county races will also be on the ballot. North Dakota Congresswoman Julie Fedorchuk has scheduled her next forum phone call town hall for Thursday night at 6. Her office says it will focus on America's 250th birthday, the principles that have guided our nation, and legislative ideas to strengthen our country. If you want to attend that, again, it's going to be a phone call via the web. You have to sign up by noon on Thursday, and you can find more details on our website, wdayradionow.com. And what's believed to be the tallest permanent outdoor stage in the country is going up at the Red River Valley Fair Grandstand. It's 81 feet tall. The old stage was only 32 feet tall. It is pretty impressive. I drove by there yesterday, and the first show on the new stage will be Hairball. That'll be Tuesday, July 7th. You can get into that show with your gate admission ticket. Time now for a check on your WDAY Radio Sports with Jay Stedman.
All right. Thank you, Bonnie. We'll start off with some baseball news. Yesterday, the Oklahoma Sooners won the College World Series National Championship as they beat the North Carolina Tar Heels 13-2 in a decisive Game 3 and marked Oklahoma's third national championship in program history. So congratulations to the Sooners. I was kind of at least double-checking those and finding out who was doing what over there. And FM Redhawks beat the Lincoln Salt Dogs last night 5-2, improving their record to 16-18 on the season. Tonight is game 2 of a 3-game home series. First pitch scheduled, as always, for 7:02 p.m. If I can get my computer to work here.
Ugh. Welcome to my world from yesterday morning.
Yeah, normally you just type in the first letter E, and then it fills in the rest for me, and then all of a sudden it didn't. The Minnesota Twins, they fell to the Los Angeles Dodgers 2-1 in a pitcher's duel last night. Zebby Matthews gave up 2 runs over 6 innings and was tagged with the loss. Taylor Rogers tossed an inning in the third of scoreless innings out of the bullpen. Eric Orr's recorded a pair of outs. Andrew Moore's added a shutout inning. Byron Buxton, he went big fly once again. He hit a solo home run, his 25th of the season. Twins dropped to a record of 38-42 on the season. Twins and Dodgers continue their series tonight. First pitch scheduled for 6:40 p.m. with full game coverage available on TBS and Twins.tv. Joe Ryan will be the starting pitcher for the Minnesota Timberwolves. NBA news, as some of you, maybe a lot of you don't know, tonight is first round of the NBA draft. I think the reason, normally it's a Thursday, Friday. Actually, both rounds used to be on a Thursday, to be honest. I think the reason why they're doing that this year, Bonnie, is I think they knew the schedule of Team USA Soccer, which will be taking the pitch Thursday evening. So I guess maybe they didn't want to conflict with that.
But we've already had some moves yesterday.
We have. Yesterday, finally, we had an end to the long national nightmare that is Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah. Well, and there was talk that potentially
the Wolves were kind of on the outside edge. But the Bucks were really kind of keen on two offers. One from the Boston Celtics, which I personally did not quite understand, trading Jaylen Brown and a couple of first-round picks for Giannis, or what the Miami Heat were offering, and that's where the Milwaukee Bucks decided to go with that offer from Miami. They are going to acquire Tyler Hero, Khalil Ware, Jaime Jaquez Jr., Kasparis Yakunis. Yes. I don't know.
How's that working for you over there?
I need your son-in-law to probably help me pronounce that last name. Three first-round picks, one pick swap, and a second-rounder. They were finalizing the agreement on Monday evening. It looks like also Bobby Portis is on his way from Milwaukee with Giannis to Miami. Bobby Portis is a player that, quite honestly, I wouldn't mind seeing the Wolves get off their bench because he's a big, energetic power forward that can do a lot of different things. So Miami gets two guys. They send out, let's see, one, two, three, four, three picks, a pick swap. I mean, just a ton of assets going to Milwaukee. So Milwaukee trying to, I think Milwaukee is going to save like $53 million in salary cap tax. So that is part one of everything. The Wolves, well, it was not necessarily announced by the Wolves, but it was reported before the Giannis deal. And, of course, the Wolves probably decided they were moving on from any pursuit of Giannis Antetokounmpo. Minnesota Timberwolves, maybe to some extent, Bonnie, the least best kept secret in the NBA. Wolves are trading Julius Randle.
Yeah. You know, he started the season decent, but then he really struggled.
That's
so
because
I don't think it really surprised fans.
The thing is that his name came up in trade talks at the deadline. And it's one of those things where when his name came up, his play kind of suffered. And then his poor play in that series against San Antonio really kind of didn't sit well. And the Wolves are trading him to Brooklyn as part of a three-team trade with Chicago. Bulls acquire Nick Claxton, the center from the Nets. He'll go there. Julius Randle goes to the Nets. Minnesota, for whatever reason, probably because it's a salary dump, we're sending the 28th pick in tonight's first round and getting the 33rd pick back in return. Wolves had re-signed Julius last year, so they get out of that salary. And now the Minnesota Timberwolves do more than likely start Naz Reid at the power forward position, which is good. Naz has been playing so well over the years that it's kind of hard to keep him as that guy coming off the bench. But it saves them money, which means Ayo Dosunmu will stay in Minnesota Timberwolves because the Timberwolves
and Ayo
have agreed on a five-year, $112 million contract. He holds the player option for a year five of the contract. So getting Dosunmu back, the Wolves are still looking at some guards. The latest rumors I read, Bonnie, is that the Wolves are not interested in John Morant from the Memphis Grizzlies. They checked on Kyrie Irving from the Mavs, but I think they're moving on from that. They're looking at young guards in Josh Giddey from the Bulls. They're looking, oh, geez, I just read it. They're looking at a couple other players potentially that they could get. They're really interested in Derek White from the Boston Celtics, which would come at a cost. There's some talk that the Timberwolves and Celtics have had some discussions, and the Celtics are really interested in Rudy Gobert. And a lot of people would be like, well, you know, trading Julius makes sense because we got Naz, but trading Rudy, then you're kind of like, well, what do we do then? Well, we've got two young guys, very young guys, mind you. We've got Johan Berenguer, the Frenchman, and we got Rocco Zakurski from either Australia or New Zealand.
And we haven't seen him much, but Johan Berenguer, I mean, when
I think, let him loose, go ahead, trade Rudy. Yeah, I think that Johan is going to be playing more come this this offseason.
He did great this next season.
Yeah, so I mean, with the Wolves have got their eye on a couple other guys. I'll be able to figure that out when I get back to the rumor page. But Wolves making moves. They moved out of the first round. The interesting thing, though, is that there's a point guard, kind of a combo guard, 6'4", kind of scrawny, which, you know, kind of makes a lot of us uncomfortable because of what happened with Rob Dillingham. But there's a young man from Alabama that's picked to go like in the late lottery or the middle of the first round, and he agreed to come in for a workout with the Timberwolves. Now, the Timberwolves moved back from 28 to 33, so either that kid is potentially going to fall to the end of the first round or into the second round, or the Wolves have a move up their sleeve that they plan on trading up to try and get this young man from Alabama. So
Stay tuned. We'll see.
Yeah, so NBA draft tonight, I believe it starts at 7 o'clock, so check that out because that is always entertaining. A lot of moves going to be made probably at this point in time, and we've already seen a couple with the Wolves in a three-team trade and Milwaukee and Miami finally agreeing on a deal for Giannis.
Partly sunny with showers this morning. Could see some pretty heavy rain. Looks like for the FM Metro about 8 o'clock, that system to the west of us now. Possibly redevelopment of more showers and thunderstorms later on today. 79 for the high. West winds 10 to 15, 55 our overnight low. Partly sunny tomorrow, 82 for the high. North-northwest winds 5 to 15, 56 the overnight low. Sunny Thursday, 78 for the high. Partly sunny, chance of showers Friday, 81. There's a chance of rain Saturday, too. Friday and Saturday, not that great, but it looks like Sunday, best opportunity for scattered showers and thunderstorms, 79 for our high temp. So highs, say, right around 80, give or take a couple of degrees either direction here all week long. Right now, it's cloudy. We have 60 degrees at our WDAY radio studios. High top I-29 in South Fargo. Winds out of the southeast at 8. It is 5:16. We're going to get your national news in from ABC, then a song of the morn and question of the morn coming up. Good Tuesday morning. Going to be getting some rain this morning if you're in the central part of North Dakota from, south central all the way up to the Canadian border. You're likely seeing shower and even thunder shower activity. There's quite a bit out there. And that will continue its trek to the east. And again, about 8 o'clock, it appears, we'll be seeing some pretty good rain here in the FM Metro. Could see some redevelopment later today. I hope it holds off because the fourth annual block party, Timber Creek Block Party and Car Show, is this afternoon over at Kingpin's Sweet Shots in the parking lot there from 4 to 10. So fingers crossed. We'll get some rain this morning here, and then if it redevelops, it's either before the event or after the event.
Yeah, exactly. So. I mean, they will have a covered tent, though. It's just that if it's raining during it, then maybe there's a few people that won't want to bring out the classic cars because they got to get them all washed.
And it'll put a damper on, people that don't want to go out if it's raining. So
when you usually have
not.
Car shows like that, usually for a lot of people, not always, but some of them, they put their hoods up so you can check out the engine that they've restored or whatever. So you wouldn't be able to do that. So we'll have to wait and see. You got games to go going on over there, obviously. I mean, the kids aren't going to be jumping out of bounce house if it's raining. So it takes away some of the things, but obviously you can go inside to someplace like Kingpin's and go check out the arcade. You can go over to Sweet Shots, hit some golf balls, etc. You're still going to have some food and drink specials over there.
Dean knows things and sees things that we're not educated enough when it comes to radar. Yep. Like, he'll be able to tell us what he's thinking for that time frame. So fingers crossed. It'll be rain-free for hopefully all of that event. Again, you are invited over there, the fourth annual Timber Creek Block Party Car Show, 4 to 10 today, this afternoon, 4 to 10 at Kingpin's. There's music. It's all for family, family fun, car show. Front Fenders are going to be performing there. Pepsi will be there. Ice cream from Lundy's. They're going to be serving up jumbo turkey legs, brat burgers, half slab of ribs, cinnamon pretzels, all sorts of stuff. So
sweet.
Fingers crossed it holds together. Also coming up here on
Bonnie. Oh, those pretzels always hold together.
I know. Well, not for long if you and James are after them. Since it's Tuesday, name that jingle sponsored by ZD's. After Dean's three-degree guarantee, 747, 750, we will get somebody lined up, a contestant. You'll have to be the right number caller. We'll play part of a commercial jingle. And if you can identify it, you will win a $25 gift card to ZD's Italian American at the Lights in West Fargo. So good luck to all of you. Question of the morning, pretty simple. What is your favorite summer beverage? Give us a call. Bathroom store phone lines are open, 701-293-9000. The bathroom store, from a shower install to a complete overhaul, they specialize in residential remodeling with professional installation. Free, no obligation estimates, always on budget, always on schedule. TheBathroomStoreND.com. You can email us, Last Doctor Otto Inbox Studio at WDAYRadioNow.com, or drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Tuesday morning, welcome into Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio, coming to you live from the Corwin Subaru Studios. Much of the region here, North Dakota especially, is going to see some pretty good rain today. Already some good shower and thunder shower activity occurring in the central part of North Dakota, stretching from the north central part of the state through the central and down to the southwest. Looks like thunder shower activity occurring to the northwest of Jamestown, over in the Wimbledon, Cooperstown, east of Carrington, and then up in the Devil's Lake Basin to the east of Devil's Lake, swinging back over to Candu. Some pretty good thundershower activity this morning. I haven't seen any, you know, severe thunderstorm activity or anything like that out there, but there's some pretty good thunder rumbling. Also to the, say, the Medina area and area south of there, down by Streeter, some thundershower activity. And we will see that heading our way. Looks like maybe around 8 o'clock we'll be seeing the rain activity here in Fargo-Moorhead, Red River Valley. It looks like it's holding together as I put the radar screen in motion. So, yeah, we could use some rain here this morning.
Yeah.
And then clear up, keep it clear for the 4th Annual Timber Creek Block Party and Car Show over
Absolutely.
At King Vins and Sweet Shots, 4-10.
With being off yesterday, I didn't look to see what Dean had forecasted for the week, though. So it still looks like we're getting great weather. I mean, as of right now, he's got 82 on Wednesday and 81 on Friday. Those are the two high days. And then, you know, Thursday through Monday, there's chances of rain on all these different days. I mean, Saturday and Sunday has the greater chances.
Yeah, I wouldn't let a 20% chance of rain Thursday or Friday plan. But
no,
it looks like Sunday's going to be a soaker day.
Yeah, and it could be some thunderstorms, whatever. Mm-hmm. But still, looking at the highs that he has predicted so far, it's kind of like, I can handle that. I'm just, you know, you keep looking ahead and be like, is it going to be 90s again? Because I didn't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like that at all.
But there's a lot of people looking for the 90s again.
Yeah, I get
that. Those that go to the lake, those that have pools.
Mm-hmm.
And so for them, I mean, this stuff is, this week's better than last week. Last week, you know, for lake goers or pool goers, it was kind of chilly type weather.
Yeah, it was. It was kind of right there in the
upper 60s.
Upper 60s and low to mid 70s.
Yeah,
I mean, it was. It wasn't super warm, but, I mean, I definitely enjoyed it.
I did, too. I did, too. But, like I said, it's summer. Let them have it.
Did you guys mention that yesterday?
What?
Tampa Bay Buccaneer Cody Mauch is back in town having his third annual youth football camp.
Yeah. No, we did not.
Tampa Bay Buccaneer Cody Mauch.
There you go.
Yeah, he's a former Bison, but whatever.
Jason's team.
Yeah, my
team. All right. What is your favorite summer beverage? That's our Bonnie and Friends question of the morn. Bathroom store phone lines are open, 701-293-9000, thebathroomstorend.com. You can email us on the Glass Dr. Otto inbox, studio at wdayradionow.com. Glass Dr. Otto of Fargo-Moorhead. Locally owned, they work with all insurance companies. Glass Dr. Otto of Fargo-Moorhead, ask about their windshield plan. You can also drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. I shouldn't tell you guys about this because then you'll go buy it and then I won't be able to find it. Minute Maid has zero sugar. They have got like lemonade, pink, and yellow, but they have a fruit punch.
Oh, yeah?
I just finished up another bottle of that. I absolutely love it. And if you watch, it goes on sale fairly often.
Well, it depends on if that's, because, I mean, a lot of times when they've got like the sugar-free lemonades or even teas, sometimes, depending on which artificial sweetener they use, can make it taste a bit wonky. So it kind of depends on your taste preferences, et cetera. So I know my wife likes, Lipton? I think there's a Lipton kind of a sweet tea, and it's different flavors, like a raspberry or a lemon lime or something like that. So she really likes that. Then again, you know, my youngest, she can't stand tea. She doesn't like has any interest in drinking coffee, doesn't like tea at all. And I'm married to someone that grew up drinking sweet tea, like the original sweet tea, no artificial sweeteners or nothing, just, you know, cups of sugar into that hot tea so that it melts down and then you cool it off, put it over ice. And it's really good, but man, that's a lot of just empty calories.
Yeah, I'm sure it is good, but it's like I try to avoid any sugared beverages. Like I said, I had gestational diabetes twice, and I don't want to have diabetes. Which, you know, your likelihood of developing it as you get older. I'm older, and I don't have it yet, but I'm good. But yeah, it's a concern for me, so I try not to do sweetened stuff. I used to love making Lipton iced tea.
Sun tea?
Yeah.
Did you make that?
No, I like out of tea bags and stuff.
Yeah, my mom and dad used to do that. It was like such a big deal.
I
like, we'll have some sun tea. But then again, myself, my brother and sister, since we're from the north, we tried to add in sugar later, which we obviously would not dissolve. So you would stir it and stir it and stir it, and then it would all clump up on the bottom. So your last drink was basically just a, you know, liquidy sugar.
No, I like the Lipton iced tea, the lemon one in the yellow, you know, the yellow packaging or whatever in the container. As kids growing up, man, we used to blast through that. I thought that was so good. And good old Kool-Aid, that, and John even says that nothing reminds him of summer. And it's quite like good old cherry Kool-Aid, sort of icy cold. I haven't had Kool-Aid since I was a kid.
Yeah, and I think, I don't remember what the actual recipe was. I mean, we would use, I don't know what was for a pitcher of Kool-Aid, if it was a half a cup or three-quarter cup of sugar in it.
I think it was a whole cup.
I want to say it was,
I'm
not sure, but I mean, I think it was more towards that amount. And that's how we made it. But the funny part was that I had my best friend in high school. His family made it with like a quarter cup or something, or maybe
just
to cut back on the sugar. So when you had
super sweet.
It was but when you had the full sweetness of Kool-Aid, all of a sudden you go to their house and you're like, is this colored water? I mean, why do we got blue water? What's going on?
You don't want to cut back too much, but you probably don't need an actual full cup of it. But yeah, I haven't had that since I was a kid. But they figured that was economical for a lot of families. Yeah. It probably cost a penny for a package of the stuff that you mixed in with sugar.
Yeah. And then, and you know, sometimes you think about, obviously, the adult versions of some of the stuff. There's a lot of people. My mom enjoys the one of those, what's the brand, Twisted Tea or whatever.
Oh.
Or whatever variation of that. She'll like one of those. You know, dad's old school, where for the most part he just enjoys having a beer. In those hot summer days, you know, a cold beer does really taste good, and you know, it just depends on what you're in. But if you're talking non-alcoholic, I think a lot of times it's lemonade, Kool-Aid, or probably a tea.
Yeah, and it's to each his own. Mm-hmm. I mean, some people it is beer. But what's your favorite summer beverage? Give us a call, Bathroom Store phone line, 701-293-9000, thebathroomstorend.com. You can email us on the Glass Doctor Auto inbox, studio at WDAYradionow.com, or drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. It's 537. We're going to get your national news and sports in from ABC. 542, welcome in. Bonnie Amistadi, Jace Denman, and you coming to you live from the Corwin Subaru Studios. Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki will be joining the crew coming up top of the hour here with more on our forecast. But we're going to see rain, much of that rain moving across central North Dakota right now, working its way towards the east. Looks like rain starting 7:45, 8 o'clock here, and then we'll end up seeing some heavier rain in the FM Metro. That system will work its way out. There's a possibility we could see some more showers and thunder showers later today. Dean will give us a better idea of that. Our fingers are crossed. We're hoping that late in the afternoon into the evening hours remains rain-free, as the 4th Annual Timber Creek Block Party and Car Show is at Kingpins and Sweet Shots from 4 to 10. Family-friendly event. So much fun. Great food, great music. We've got old cars there that will be showing up to display.
They're not old. They're classic.
Well, they're okay.
You're classic.
Yeah, whatever. Maybe like 125 of them.
Yeah,
like I said.
I mean, there was a lot of them that were getting lined up and wanted to be a part of it. So the Timber Creek Block Party continues to grow, fourth annual. You know, James and I have been out there for a number of them, taking it in. The giant pretzels, I'm telling you, depending on if you want sweet or if you want, I guess you'd say savory, they've got these giant pretzels. The cinnamon ones, last time we were out there, they had them with caramel sauce. The plain ones, or with salt, I guess you'd say, they have nacho cheese with them. Either one of them just, oh, they're just mouthwatering.
I'm all about the jumbo turkey legs and brat burgers. Or maybe
I want to see you walk around that thing with the jumbo turkey leg. I think that would be, that's a great photo op.
Why wouldn't you?
I don't know, because they got brat burgers.
Hello, I mean, yeah.
I mean, I get
like
full.
I said get both is what you do, and then have your pretzel later for dessert if you still have room. Or you can also take the jumbo turkey leg home with you. You don't have to eat it right
that's
there
true.
On site. And true. And same with their ribs, half slab of ribs they're going to be serving up.
Yeah.
I mean, the food's going to be out of this world. And then ice cream, of course, Lundy's is going to be over there, Pepsi, and it's going to be fun.
Yeah, Yeah, absolutely. It's a great time. Come on out and get a chance to see some classic cars. You know, cross your fingers that the rain stays away and everybody can go out there and have a good time without getting rained on.
Absolutely. Question of the morning. What is your favorite summer beverage? Give us a call. Bathroom Store phone lines are open, 701-293-9000, thebathroomstorend.com. You can email us on the Glass Doctor Auto inbox, studio at wdayradionow.com, or drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Dave in Grand Rapids, good morning. Frozen strawberry margaritas.
Ah, yes.
We used to make those and daiquiris both in the dorms. My freshman year, they were dry. You weren't supposed to be drinking.
No, of course. That's the way every campus was, or
so
maybe still is.
We were smart. We'd go to the furthest room from our RA. And
to blend them?
Yeah, in the blender, whirring them up and stuff. Man. They were good.
Actually, our room was... Yeah, we were right next door to the... Because we had... Our side of the hallway was guys, and the other side was the girls. And right next door to us was the male RA, and then across the hallway there was the female RA. So we were right next to them. So we didn't use a blender. We just,
yeah, I was
like
right
I said,
next
my,
to him, too.
My roommate, my freshman year, would just walk over and tap on the window, and we found out the screen swung open, so he could go over to the liquor store, buy a case of beer, and then we could sneak in that way.
I think there, unless you were being obvious, at least this was at St. Cloud State during my time, unless you were being like really obvious, like you're walking down the hallway with a clear alcoholic beverage, they let stuff go, because I know there was, see, in the dorm I lived in, it was girls on one floor, boys the next, it was, you know, vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
I know for a fact, because I knew who they were. There was dudes up there that smoked weed in their dorm room. They put like a towel under the door.
Yeah,
and it's just like, you're nuts.
There was one room that I think, were they all the way at the end by the door? But it was always like everybody, you know, walked by like, they're smoking weed in there. I'm like, huh? So, I mean, that was down the hall. But yeah, there was a lot of people that, you know, they would find a way to bring alcohol in. And overall, the RAs probably don't want to deal with it, so as long as you're not being obvious about it.
Yeah.
The only thing that kind of made me nervous one time was my roommate then. He found out that he could fit an entire case of beer into his briefcase. For whatever reason, he had a briefcase. Mm. And so he was like proving to the RA that he didn't have any alcohol in the room. And so he's like, look, you can look in the fridge. And you're just like, dude, you're just going to mess up.
I say, from my experience, everybody smuggled it in.
Yeah.
Everybody had it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, but yeah, had plenty of those. And then you were gone yesterday. But so family, we tried to go to Phoenix Buffet. And it was like already 1:40 and there was still a half hour wait list. So
half hour?
Yeah. We're like,
holy
cow. We'll wait on that. We'll circle back. So we went over to our family favorite Plaza Azteca. But I did have a strawberry margarita, and those are really good, a blended one, so they already haven't made any. Those have, I'm just going to say, if you've not had the strawberry margaritas at Plaza Azteca, there's some kick to them.
Well,
and they're big, they're huge.
I had a memory come up on my Facebook page from, I don't even know how many years ago it was. We had a semi-pro football game one summer, and it was down in Sioux City. And so I think the game, that might have been the game, I forget if that was the one that was in North Sioux City, Nebraska, rather than Sioux City, Iowa. And we found this little Mexican restaurant to go to. And needless to say, they had jumbo margaritas. I don't know how many ounces were in that thing. But myself and one of the guys is a friend of mine, obviously now one of our players. He had hurt his knee during the game, and I joked that the giant margarita was gonna fix him. And sure enough, the next week he did play, so it wasn't as serious as we thought. But there's a picture of me enjoying this giant, like 64-ounce margarita.
I would call the ones at Plaza jumbo. Like one is all you need.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you do it right, that's all you need, definitely.
What's your favorite summer beverage? That's our Bonnie and Friends question of the morning. If you want to weigh in on it, give us a call on the Bathroom Store phone lines. 701-293-9000, thebathroomstorend.com. You can email us, Glass Doctor Auto Inbox, studio at WDAYRadioNow.com, or drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Joel down in the Twin Cities, good morning to you, Joel, messaging in on the Glass Doctor Auto Inbox. He says pink lemonade or light lemonade. That Minute Maid also has a zero, like because there's some people that can't have sugar.
Nope,
they
exactly.
also have a zero sugar, both the yellow lemonade and the pink lemonade.
What's
and
in the pink lemonade that, I mean, I can't think off
the top of my head. I don't know.
I can't think off the top of my head what makes it pink, number one, and number two.
But it tastes different. I don't know. Mm. It's different than yellow. Yellow lemonade's more tart than pink. Pink is mellower. And I don't know. Like, I could tell you, like, the difference between...
It's not a strawberry or some type of fruit there.
No. I could tell you the difference between, like, grapefruit juice and pink grapefruit. I mean, there is a difference there, but
based on the fruit. I just stay away from grapefruit juice.
Oh, I love grapefruit juice. I don't know, but pink lemonade... I would take pink lemonade over the yellow stuff any day. That's delicious. Or fresh squeezed, if you're lucky on that, too.
According to the AI overview.
What's the difference?
Food coloring.
It tastes different, though.
It says, while commercially bottled versions often use red fruit juice or food dye, natural homemade recipes get their bright hue from blended strawberries, watermelon juice, or a few drops of beet juice.
Yeah, well, and those are common to use in other juices, too, so that makes sense. So I don't know. There's something – it definitely tastes different. If you did side-by-side, there's a difference in the taste.
Maybe. I don't know.
I like the pink better.
I'm not – I mean, my taste buds are kind of wonky from too much spicy food over the years, so sometimes I don't notice quite the difference.
I don't
pink
think
lemonade
spicy
and,
food has affected your taste buds.
Yes, it does. Burn some
not
of those,
like forever.
Burn those suckers off.
Okay.
I'm just saying. My wife can notice the different flavors in Smarties, and I don't. Or Sprees.
Steve says nothing beats a good Arnie Palmer. Though, and that would be like iced tea and lemonade blend.
It's lemonade and tea, yeah. I don't know if it's technically sweet tea or not, but yeah.
Yeah, my son bought a case of it, and then he wasn't drinking it. And it has sugar in it, so like I said, I try not to have that, but I tasted it, and it's like, so I ended up drinking several cans last summer, I think it was. Mm-hmm. That is really good. Yeah. I wish they had a sugar-free version. And maybe they do. I guess I didn't look
They probably
it.
Have a, you know, a... What do you call it?
Reduce one
with
sugar.
With an artificial sweetener that would be, you know, sugar free. So there's that.
Gail goes with iced tea.
Mm-hmm.
Doreen says she's an ice water with lemon gal, but an iced tea or lemonade would work too.
Hmm.
Jim's like your wife, tall glass of sweet tea.
Yep, sweet tea is the best.
Oh, I think these have kick in it. Justine says huckleberry lemonades from Bismarck Distillery.
Well, there you go.
I wonder what the booze is.
Probably vodka. I mean, it seems like, maybe it's just me, but it seems like they use vodka in more of these, like, commercially made drinks. Like, if you have a hard lemonade, a spiked tea, something like that, it seems like it usually uses some type of either vodka or maybe some type of malt liquor.
I think as vodka goes with anything, probably.
Yeah, but I think the clear, kind of these quote-unquote clear, plain alcohols, like vodka... And rum, I'm surprised more of them aren't made with rum because I feel like rum is a bit sweeter than vodka. Because rum is made from potatoes. Vodka is made from potatoes usually. Rum is made from like sugar cane or whatever.
Yeah, and maybe like to mix it with like a lighter, say like a lemonade. Maybe and maybe some people do, but maybe it's just too heavy rum versus vodka. Vodka, I think, is of a lighter.
I don't know. The first thing I ever had when I was in college for alcohol was vodka. And
you didn't have slow gin fizz or what was the green
Tom
vodka?
Collins?
Remember that? No, we drink the slow gin. It's plain.
Why would you drink gin plain?
Slow gin. There's a difference.
Oh, well. That doesn't sound good.
Because we thought it tasted good when we were young adults drinking slow gin plain.
All I know is that if you ever get Everclear and you mix it so you can taste the Everclear...
Everclear will knock you on your you-know-what.
If you've ever mixed a drink so strong that you can taste the Everclear, you've put way too much in there, which we did once in college.
I told you about the Everclear, and we were being young adults. We were all of drinking age. It was me and my two friends, Deb and Lisa, and we happened to have Lisa's niece, who was three at the time. And we as adults were drinking, just casually, not like hardcore. But we had made WAP using a couple different boozes and Everclear, and we had put strawberries in it. While being dumb 21-year-olds, we didn't know, but we were feeding the niece.
The strawberries?
Yeah,
oh,
and
geez.
She started getting wobbly. Can you imagine a three-year-old with strawberries with Everclear? I wonder what, like, how that girl's doing today as an adult.
What did you say you were making?
Wapatui.
Oh, the jungle juice.
We called it WAP. Yeah, yeah, I mean, okay. There's people called it different things.
I wasn't quite sure what you were referring to for the drink. So
mm-hmm.
You gave us.
Well, Well, we didn't know any better. We just thought,
Did you not think it was going to absorb some of the alcohol?
Did you not make poor decisions when you were 21?
I don't remember giving alcohol-infused berries to a 3-year-old.
I don't even think we thought about it. It was just like, oh, let's give her some strawberries. She likes strawberries. And it's just like, but
this will calm her down and put her to sleep.
That was kind of scary.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Oh, that was
How many of the strawberries did she eat?
I don't know. Maybe 2 or 3. Okay. I don't remember. That was 40 years ago. But
and did she turn out okay
I'm sure
now?
She's fine. She's probably in her early 40s by now.
Maybe. At least we hope.
I mean, sometimes you just have to learn things. It's like
learn stuff the hard way, Bonnie.
Exactly. Question of the morning. What is your favorite summer beverage? Bathroom store phone lines are open. If you want to weigh in on that, give us a call. 701-293-9000, thebathroomstoreND.com. You can email us on the Glass Doctor Auto Inbox, studio at WDAYRadioNow.com, or drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page, probably similar to my WAP, Trevor's Jungle Juice, mm-hmm. which I'm going to guess similar. And then Crash goes with the nice, cool beer.
There you go.
5:56, time now to check in with WDAY Ag Director Bridget Riedel. 5:57, Tuesday morning. We're going to get wet today. Looks like rain will be moving into the Red River Valley, the Fargo-Moorhead area, a little before 8 o'clock here this morning. Shower and thunder shower activity. That system's pretty well established. Been working its way across central North Dakota, continues to push to the east. And there's some pretty good thunder shower activity in that. I'm not seeing any severe stuff, any warnings out, but Dina will be joining us in the next couple of minutes here with more details on our forecast. Could see some more shower, thunder shower activity again later today after we get through this morning stuff, but we're keeping our fingers crossed that it stays away, because between 4 and 10 today, we have the 4th annual Timber Creek Block Party in the parking lot over at Kingpins and Sweet Shots. You are all invited. There's going to be live music from the Front Fenders. Games to Go will be there, so make sure you bring the kiddos. A car show with slots. Nader was on with us yesterday, says 125 cars, but if there's extra that show up, they'll find room for them.
Oh, nice.
And all their neighbors surrounding there, you get the slide place, and then you got Spring Hill
Slick
Suites.
Slick City,
and you've got Cashwise. Like, if there's plenty of parking, like they...
Oh, I thought you were saying that if people just have too much fun, they can stay at the hotel.
Well, they could do that, too, if they have room. No, but there's plenty of parking, so don't worry that there's... And the parking lot is huge over at Kingpins and Sweet Shots, too. So it's going to be fun, looking forward to it. A lot of great food, jumbo turkey legs, brat burgers, half slab of ribs. They got the large pretzels and other stuff as well. They've got Lundy's is going to be over there with ice cream, beverages from Pepsi, and it's going to be a fun time. You can also go inside Kingpin Sweet Shots. Check it out. Maybe you want to go inside and eat where maybe it's cooler and stuff too. Question of the morn, what is your favorite summer beverage? 701-293-9000. Calling in on the bathroom store phone lines. Looks like Polly in Idaho this morning.
Yes.
Good morning, Polly.
Good morning. I was going to say ice water. I thought about this for a long time.
That's it? Ice water?
Yeah, because what happens is I'll end up drinking too much soda with sugar in it, and then I'll feel bloated, and I won't want to go swimming. I won't want to do anything. It becomes no movement.
Well, you're smart about that, too, because we all need water, and some people tend not to drink enough in the summertime, so there's nothing wrong with that. Ice cubes or no ice cubes?
It vacillates. When it gets too hot, I put the ice cubes in.
Yeah. Well, good for you. Keep hydrated, Paulie. Have yourself a good day.
Thank you. God bless you guys.
You too. It is 6 o'clock. We are WDAY Fargo.
6:02. As we wait for Mr. Wysocki to wander.
I yelled. Jace is like, yell for Dean. So I yelled, and usually he jumps up immediately, runs in.
I can see that he didn't move.
Because he didn't move, so I yelled again.
He still didn't move.
So then Jace decides to go all crazy train and yell at him.
I'm like, you know, And once Bonnie yells, if you don't ignore Bonnie, then we're going to have some issues.
I didn't hear Bonnie. She yelled. Normally you hear her.
She yelled twice.
Right,
you're too focused on this weather coming in.
Well, yeah.
A little bit of shower and thunderstorm activity to our west. Most of that is going to glide to the north. There will get clipped by a little bit, but I think most of it going to be in the north, central, and northeastern part of the state. So a little bit of AM shower, thunder shower activity. And then, again, generally along and north of the 94 corridor, then partly cloudy for the afternoon. Not a bad day. 77 with a west-northwest wind this afternoon, about 10 to 20. And tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the low 50s. And tomorrow, temperatures in the low 70s and a little bit of afternoon shower and thunder shower activity. And the rest of the week, we're holding with temperatures in the 70s with another chance of storms coming in on Friday. So kind of an unsettled weather pattern this week. And the weekend, well, if you like summer heat, it looks like it may be returning.
Well, those that want the summer heat are going to be happy.
Exactly. So we'll have more on the weekend forecast coming up after the bottom of the hour.
Yeah, okay. I see you updated the website.
Are you unhappy?
I'm already starting to sweat. Just saying.
So the showers and thunder showers that are moving across, we get through that in the metro. We've got the 4th annual Timber Creek Block Party Car Show over at Kingpin Sweet Shots from 4 to 10.
Should be okay tonight.
Yeah?
Yep. This is mainly a morning, early afternoon.
Yay.
Yeah.
We hope so. Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Should be okay this afternoon.
Okay. And that was kind of concerning me when I saw it. Mm.
Do you feel better now?
A little bit.
Yeah. Okay. Like, that's a big deal. Like,
there is a slight chance of snow.
but
it's
not.
Very slight.
And it looked like...
it's not a strong chance, but it's not zero.
Looks like they can get some pretty significant rain up in the, Devil's Lake Basin or Minot area, somewhere up there.
Yep. All the way over towards between Grand Forks and the Canadian border. They could see half inch, 3/4 inch of rain.
Hmm. What do you think we'll see here locally this morning?
Not much.
No?
No.
No. Not even maybe a 1/4 inch?
No. No. Oh, no.
But we got 3 shots of that 1/4 to 1/3 last week.
We did. I had about 3/4 in the rain gauge. Mm-hmm. So, every little bit helps. Every little bit helps, no doubt.
Right. Okay. Question of the morning. What's your favorite summer beverage? Is it the same as your winter beverage?
Probably.
Summer, winter, spring, and fall. Mm-hmm. You know what? Boy, well, where am I at?
North Dakota?
You can be wherever you want to be.
Man.
Do you
want to
be sitting in your little floaty over at Jay and Alex's pool? Do you want to be at Kevin's Lake Place?
Ooh, how about just a nice ice cold iced tea?
Yeah. You like iced tea?
Plain tea or sweet tea?
No, got to have sweet in it.
Okay, good.
Got to have sweet tea,
Yeah. He asked about sun tea earlier. It's like, blah.
No, my folks used to make that when we were kids.
Oh, yeah. My mom used to make that as well.
Except for my folks actually could drink the tea with unsweetened. I'm just like, why?
Well, I mean, tea's good for you, and I've been working really hard about drinking tea every morning, a couple cups. Do I like it? No. But I don't put sugar, like Splenda or anything like you do. I know I try not to put too much of that in. So
right. It's good for you.
I choke it down every morning.
Put hair in your chest.
That's good for you, too. And they say, you know, the caffeine in tea, whether it's green or black, it's, you know, not as much of a kick as coffee. I'm still drinking coffee, but I start with tea. I'm trying to be healthier. Don't touch
my stuff. Why does it smell like there's vodka in here?
Please don't touch my stuff.
Okay.
I'm going to have to sanitize it. Speaking of beverages, this is crazy. Down in the Twin Cities, Prior Lake, man takes out a gun at a kid's lemonade stand.
What?
Yes.
Why? What, he rob him?
He just showed it to kids.
Why? Oh.
And then he handed it to them, too.
Oh, well,
I don't know, dummy.
Wow.
23-year-old Cole Manning Wright of Vadnais Heights facing 3 gross misdemeanor weapons charges.
Gross.
Oh,
indeed.
He was high, too. He had cannabis on him,
shocker.
I guess. That's, like, serious people.
You guys want to see my gun?
And at least these kids, too, were old enough. They were 11 and 13, so they were old enough to know, uh-oh.
Yeah, be careful with it, et cetera. Don't touch.
Yeah. Oh, and then he tried to give him a counterfeit $100 bill.
Oh, my God. Here's a tip.
Here's a tip. You just spend it whenever you want.
Jeez.
He took it out of a black satchel and showed them a handgun. Oh, my gosh. Then he gave it to them and then took it back and left.
Mm. Sounds like a swell guy.
Oh,
right?
My
God. Got his life together.
Well, at least they found him and he's facing charges. But there's all kinds of crazy in this world, isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. To say the least.
Well, I'm glad that ended and he got arrested and nobody got hurt here. 607, Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio, coming to you live from the Corwin Subaru Studios. Subaru builds vehicles to last, and Corwin Subaru helps you find the right one. An incredible 96% of Subaru vehicles sold in the last 10 years are still on the road today. That's a higher longevity rate than Honda or Toyota, proving that when you choose a Subaru from Corwin Subaru in Moorhead, you are getting a vehicle built for the long haul. Some moves already in the NBA. Big Game James McCarty will have details coming up in your WDAY Radio Sports. He'll do that right after we get your national news from ABC.
6:12, time for a check on the wide world of sports with our sports director, Big Game James McCarty. James, baseball heavy yesterday. I'm sure you were checking out the College World Series, but we also got NBA happening since they're going to have the draft tonight. I don't know if that's because of the World Cup and Team USA playing on Thursday. Maybe that's why they moved it up. I'm not sure.
It could be. The NHL draft's also this weekend, too, so yeah. You have to make some adjustments with all that. The College World Series, game number three, a decisive game number three, went the way of Oklahoma. They crushed North Carolina 13-2 as the Sooners clinched their third national championship. And their first since 1994. On the diamond for the Twins, they would give up a solo home run to start out the game by Shohei Ohtani. Then Byron Buxton would counter on the bottom half of the inning with his 25th home run of the year. Nobody would score again until the sixth inning when Freddie Freeman would hit a solo shot, and the Twins would ultimately just drop that one 2-1 in the pitcher's duel to the LA Dodgers. The Twins dropped to 38-42 on the season. They continue their series tonight at 6:40 on TBS and Twins TV. Joe Ryan scheduled to be on the mound for Minnesota. Justin Robleski for the Dodgers. As for the Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks, a three-run fifth inning, which is actually a three-run homer by Brian Fuentes, which was his third of the season, led the Redhawks past the Lincoln Salt Dogs by a score of 5-2 last night as Colby Kizer went 7 1/3 innings, gave up a pair of runs, but earned the victory. Trip Clark also added 2 RBI as the Redhawks improved to 16-18. They continue that 3-game set with game number 2 tonight at 7:02. And as Ian mentioned, the NBA draft will be getting underway tonight. So an opportunity for many young men to crack themselves into what could be the future of the rest of their lives. The Timberwolves last night, they'll make a salary dump trade, getting rid of Julius Randle and the what would have been their first round pick, the 28th overall pick, getting the 33rd overall pick. So they'll have a couple of second rounders now here at this point as they made that trade with the Brooklyn Nets last night. The draft will start tonight at 7:00 on ABC and ESPN as the Wolves cleared up $33 million in cap space to try and re-sign Io DeSumo and possibly make a trade exception opportunity as well for the franchise. For the NHL draft, that doesn't start until Friday, where North Dakota's Keaton Verhoeve is the 4th overall ranked prospect. Wyatt Cullen is the 13th ranked prospect, and the Wild have a handful of picks for that upcoming draft. And tonight, Primetime Sports at 6:30 will get you up to speed as we enter the NBA draft and what the Timberwolves could possibly have up their sleeve after the Giannis sweepstakes is over now and the Timberwolves in search of a true point guard for the franchise to help them moving forward.
Do you think that just based on when he comes back and he's on the last year of his contract, what do you think the Wolves do with Dante DiVincenzo? Do you think they use his salary for this year since he's not likely to play this year and use that in a trade and then maybe after the season try and re-sign him next offseason or anything crazy like that? I mean, I would think that if he gets traded, he probably wouldn't come back. But
he's the closest thing the Wolves have to a point guard on the roster, so I wouldn't anticipate him moving.
Okay. That's good because I like Dante, but he's injured, so there's that.
James, what's your favorite summer beverage? We got lemonade and iced tea are kind of leading the pack. That
I enjoy Arnold Palmer.
Yeah, somebody else said Arnold Palmer.
I enjoy
those
that
are
a lot.
Good.
Yeah. If it's hot out, those are nice on a cold day.
Do they have a sugar-free version of those?
Yeah.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Okay.
They have like lower sugar and sugar-free and whatnot. Yeah.
Yeah. Yummy. Yep.
Yeah.
John went with good old Kool-Aid. Do you still drink Kool-Aid, Jimmy?
Oh. Once in a while. If I'm if I'm with family, it'll be available, but not a ton.
But by the time you came along, Kool-Aid was in those cute little bottles in the 6 or 8 pack, right?
Yeah.
Whereas we had to mix it using good old sugar we had to pull out of the pantry.
Well,
and
spill
all over the counter, and if you got the red stuff on the counter, you left stains behind.
Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, I most of my childhood, we still used the sugar powder and whatnot, and
because it was cheap.
It mixed it. Yeah, it was affordable that way. But no, when you go to the lake, you'd be able to get those like 6-pack of Kool-Aid jammers, and that made you feel like you're on top of the world.
I just kind of chuckle because that was what my kids clearly, like James, are about the same age, give or take a few years.
Pretty close.
Yeah. And bug juice. Did you drink bug juice, little Jimmy?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. When we road trip, say we were going to my mom and dad's, stop at the convenience store.
That was typically
what
it was.
I always grab the bug juice for the kids.
If it was a longer drive, yeah, we would have a chance.
You were living large on those long drives.
I was.
And Jeff Ham's beer, of course, one of the hockey guys, weighing in on that. Tuesday morning, that means coming up after the 3-degree guarantee, about 747, 750, we will play Name That Jingle, sponsored by ZD's Italian American at the Lights in West Fargo. We'll get a contestant lined up. You'll have to be caller number 7 at that time. And if you can correctly identify the commercial jingle we play, you'll win a $25 gift certificate to ZD's Italian American at the Lights. And after we get a contestant lined up, just continue to call, because we've had a couple weeks where they have froze on the spot, and they couldn't guess what the jingle was. And so what we do is we just grab the next caller who is in line for that.
This one,
I think it'll
sure.
be easy. Is this the short one, the little shorty?
No, this is a 30-second one.
Okay.
I'm curious as to how you edited this one. I can't wait to hear it.
Okay. Bonnie and Friends phone lines brought to you by The Bathroom Store. From a shower install to a complete overhaul, they specialize in residential remodeling with professional installation. Free, no obligation estimates, always on budget, always on schedule. TheBathroomStoreND.com. Our phone number, 701-293-9000. Keep that handy. You're going to need it if you want to play Name That Jingle, sponsored by ZD's. Make sure if you're trying to win that, you have not won anything in the past month. We want to give others an opportunity to win. And any time of day, if you've won on WDAY radio, then just sit out for a month. And also, coming up later this week, we'll start giving away. We've got tickets here for the Red River Valley Fair, which starts July 3rd. So be listening. We've got tickets, I know, general admission just to get in the gate. There's also some for the Demolition Derby. There's also a Demolition Derby and Combine Derby. And then there was a couple, I think, of concert tickets also available. Who has them? Do we have them? Uh-huh. Does the Coffee Club have them? Maybe. Does the Jay Thomas Show have them? Maybe. WAG? Who knows? Pays to listen all day long to WDAY Radio. Nationwide, there's a lot of antiquated laws on the books. Many of them, even though they're still on the books in various states, they're not enforced. But it's still kind of scary if you are, I guess, in violation of something, or if you're a business that potentially could be in violation, you still have concern about it. Well, South Carolina had a law now that's been overturned, and it was kind of a silly, antiquated law involving youth. And we'll talk about that coming up next. 6:22, welcome in. We've got rain that'll be sliding into the Red River Valley about the 8 o'clock hour. A shower, thunder shower activity working its way to the east, coming out of central North Dakota. Dean thinks after we get through with that, we're not going to get as much rain, he says, here in the FM Metro as parts of north central, northeastern North Dakota. But we'll see a little bit. But he's thinking for the most part, should be clear sailing. Possibility that we could see some more this afternoon, but he's pretty hopeful that the 4th annual Timber Creek Block Party car show hopefully will be rain free. That's over at Kingpin's Sweet Shots in the parking lot from 4 to 10 today. So we're all going to keep our fingers crossed that will be the case. And that's a family friendly event. They're going to have games to go over there, a lot of collector cars, great food, live music from the Front Fenders. And head on over. It's just a fun time. It's like a street. If you grew up in a small town and you had street dances, kind of a version of like that, but it's in the parking lot.
Exactly. And it features now two businesses that are basically working together to maximize that whole Timber Creek area there. And like I said, I'm not even sure how much. I think they're involved a little bit, but you got Slick City over there, like you said. Yeah. You've got Kingpin's, which also has Barron's Eatery inside of it. But that food that is served there at Kingpin's is basically coming from that Barron's Eatery chef there, so they're going to have some great food. Sweet Shots, obviously, if you want to go golf there, etc. Use their simulators. Their chefs are going to be out there putting out some great food. I mean, I get excited just for the food because some of the stuff they have there each year is just phenomenal.
I just love the outdoor atmosphere. You know, yeah. You've got music, mm-hmm. and you know, walk around, look at the cars, talk to people, you know, bring the kids. Games to mm-hmm. Go is there. It's just a fun outdoor.
Absolutely.
You know, if you're late night party animal, you can stay till 10, but I just like that this 4 o'clock start, you know, I can be home by 6:30.
I like when it starts early.
It's fun though.
Mm-hmm.
This is crazy. A lot of us grew up playing pinball,
mm-hmm.
you know, in town here too. There's a number of establishments that have pinball machines. And if it's, you know, family friendly, the kids can be playing pinball too. In South Carolina, they still had a law on the books, which kids were not allowed to play pinball.
That's weird. That's really weird.
This goes back almost 70 years. And so, businesses that had pinball machines, they had to be a little concerned about it. You know, since this law was actually on the books,
mm-hmm.
you know, it caused them some anxiety. You know, they didn't want to have be in violation with the law on the books.
Oh, but I'm sure. Yeah, I mean, you don't need that kind of pressure.
They had been working for 10 years to get this antiquated law removed, and finally, the governor last month signed it. It's no longer illegal for those under 18 to play pinball.
Good, because you know,
I mean, if that's the worst thing those kids are doing is playing pinball.
Well, I mean, it's a funny law when you think about it. It's like, what kind of, you know, we got to keep them youth from becoming you know, just either disgruntled or bad kids because they're out there playing the pinball.
And maybe when it was put into effect back in 1959, they were worried about kids skipping school or spending their lunch money to play or making bets. You know, times have changed.
They were probably also worried about Elvis Presley and his hip shaking, too.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was a different time back then, you know. And nowadays, they'd be rolling over in their graves, some of those elders.
Exactly.
But there's a lot of different laws that remain on the books in different states. And they're silly. You just kind of like shake your head at some of them.
Some of them just absolutely make no sense.
Topeka, Kansas, illegal to sing the alphabet out on the street at night. Like, how many people are doing that to begin with?
Well, that's probably just a nuisance thing. Like, really? That's the only song you know? The ABC song?
I know, but how dumb.
Well, I know. A lot of these, you know, they're really just dumb.
And what's the ABCs take, 15, 20 seconds if
I
that?
I don't know. Maybe.
This one makes sense. I mean, who's doing this? Who's dumb enough to do this? But there's dumb people we've seen in state parks and federal parks.
Yeah.
It's illegal to give a moose any alcoholic beverage in the city of Fairbanks, Alaska.
I think you should
take that off and let him have at it.
I would like to know who is able to sit down with a moose and have a beer.
That's what I mean. If somebody's that dumb that they're going to approach a moose with a beer, then...
Maybe moose really crave beer. You don't know. Maybe they're just like, man, I would just be so much calmer if I could just sit back and have a cold one with John over here because it's been a long day of moosing.
Maybe. I mean...
I'm just saying.
This is dumb. In Atlanta, Georgia,
yeah,
it's illegal to tie a giraffe to a telephone pole or street lamp.
Well, I mean, you can't have that, Bonnie. I mean, you got to keep your giraffes penned up where they're supposed to be. You can't just leave them parked outside, you know, tied to a flagpole.
And this probably goes back to traveling circuses, the 1800s or early 1900s something like that.
Yeah.
In Las Vegas, I mean, I thought you could do anything in Vegas.
Well, what happens there stays there, so it can't happen and just go elsewhere.
I mean, go wild, go crazy, but don't ride a camel down a highway because that's illegal in Vegas. Good luck finding. Well, there could be.
Somebody, I'm sure that's happened before.
If somebody's drunk enough, they could find a camel. I'm sure.
Well, I'm sure that'll happen in what was that one movie with the three guys? It wasn't Bachelor Party. It was.
Yeah, I know.
The Hangover Part 4.
Yeah, Hangover. I was trying to think of it. Yeah.
I was like, I knew it was a Bachelor Party. I couldn't think of what it was called now. But yeah, maybe it's the Hangover Part 4, and they've got what's his name, Ed Helms, riding a camel, and he doesn't know where he got the camel from.
I mean, there's been, you mm-hmm. hear of dumb stories in real life every now and then where people are doing dumb stuff. California?
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to, well, you just never know.
Never know.
It's illegal to eat a frog if it died during a frog jumping competition.
I have no interest in really eating a frog to begin with.
No.
But I don't know why you'd be like, well,
Hoppy over here didn't win the contest, and he died during it. He was giving his all, and he didn't win, so might as well have some frog legs for dinner.
This is funny. This goes back to 1924,
mm-hmm.
And it's regarding the state of Arizona. You can't have a donkey sleeping in your bathtub after 7 p.m. because in 1924, a merchant's bathtub was washed into a valley when a dam broke, carrying his dozing donkey into troubled waters.
Oh, that's where they get that song, Donkey Over Troubled Waters.
Yeah, something like that.
It's a classic song. I don't know if you knew that or not.
In your mind.
Yeah.
Hundreds of people were involved in saving this sleepy, soggy donkey, so they signed a law in 1924 to prevent endangering future bathtub-snoozing donkeys.
How about not live in a place where you can have a major flash flood? How about that?
Well, we had that stuff go on around here, too.
I know. I'm just saying. It just seems like why would you make that a law? So you wanted the donkey to just die in the flood rather than being just floating along in a bathtub?
Like I said, there's a lot of dumb stuff that remains on the books.
I understand that, the dumb laws, but at the same time, it's just kind of like, how about you prevent him being, swept away as opposed to saying, well, that's illegal. You can't have him sleeping in a bathtub.
And who does that? I mean, I guess during lambing season, farmers mm-hmm. will, it's usually like February or March or whatever when we get a blizzard. They'll bring them in the house in the bathtub. I've heard stories like that. But mm-hmm. it's not like people are bringing donkeys in their house on a regular basis.
And no, at most we see people with the mini horses or mini donkeys or something. The little cows, like the one that Bridget has, mm-hmm. the little stuffed animal one. They've got people who sometimes have those as pets mm-hmm. because they're these little cute cows and they look like a calf for their entire life. But nobody's just like, how many people in town have a donkey? That's what I'd like to know, especially one that lives inside your house.
Probably on the outskirts.
I mean, it's bad enough that I got to clean up after my dog in my backyard. I don't want to clean up after a donkey.
It's probably
just saying.
I've seen your dog. It's probably about the same. Luna's
literally,
not small.
No, she's not.
And I don't know who's going to catch you doing it, but if you're in California and you decide to take a bath, don't eat an orange while taking a bath, because that's illegal.
Why?
I don't know.
I
don't know. Back in the day, they must have put it into
You know what? Oranges are the gateway drug, Bonnie. They are the gateway drug. The minute you eat one in a bathtub, the next thing you know, you're on cocaine.
Here you go. Back in the day when it was banned, they thought that the citric acid could react with natural oils in the bath and cause an explosion. Crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
There's a lot of crazy out there. Maybe we'll have more coming
up. I wouldn't
up.
Say crazy. I would say maybe non-intelligent.
Well,
just saying.
Well, I mean, maybe that was 100, 200 years ago.
What is in your conditioner that is going to make it explode when you have an orange juice in their bathtub, Bonnie, huh?
Times have changed.
I guess.
It is 6:31.
6:33, time for a check on that forecast with Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki. Dino, some clouds to start the day. Ooh. How much rain will come our way?
Ooh, you should be a poet.
Yep, and I didn't even know it.
Yeah, don't. Don't. Please don't.
Okay.
we're looking at some showers and thunder showers stretching from about Devil's Lake down to Jamestown, moving eastward. Most of this staying along and north of the 94 corridor. We could get clipped here in the FM area, but most of it going to be north. Areas up around Grand Forks, you're going to probably pick up a quarter, half inch of rain out of this as we head through the morning hours. And then it should be a partly cloudy afternoon. Winds will switch to the west-northwest this afternoon with highs in the mid to upper 70s today, then partly cloudy, quiet tonight, low 50s, low 70s tomorrow, and with the heating of the day, we could brew off some afternoon storms, nothing severe expected though, and then upper 70s on Thursday and Friday, another chance of showers and storms on Friday. If you're wondering how much rain between now and the end of the week, about here in the FM area, probably about a half inch or so, and then the weekend starts to warm up, low 80s on Saturday. Now, could see an isolated storm throughout the area, and then right around 90 with isolated storms north of the FM area on Sunday. So the heat returns as we head into the weekend, but we can't rule out isolated storms through the weekend as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Dino. Weather is brought to you by Integrity Convenience Store. If you need something to eat for lunch or maybe supper, you can head by Integrity Convenience Store that's located on 52nd Avenue and 25th Street. You can grab food, you can eat it inside, or you can take it to go. Barbecued pulled pork, homemade mac and cheese, pizza, and the best chicken in town. Integrity Convenience Store, easy, delicious, everybody's happy.
located on 52nd Avenue and 25th Street in Fargo.
Bonnie and Friends Inbox brought to you by Glass Doctor Auto of Fargo-Moorhead. They're locally owned. They work with all insurance companies. Glass Doctor Auto of Fargo-Moorhead. Ask about their windshield plan. You can get a hold of us. Studio at WDAYRadioNow.com. Coming up 6:56, Flatland Music Flashback brought to you by Flatland Guitar in Fargo, a music store built around and dedicated to quality guitar repairs. We're going to be showcasing this artist whose song hit number one, knocking Paul McCartney's My Love off the top of the charts. And it's super interesting as to who it was and what song it is. It's the only time two top chart positions in America reached this level. And we'll talk about it. Flatland Music Flashback right around 6:56. Coming up Thursday, two opportunities to picnic this week. Hebron Brick, Alsager Meats, second annual Salute to Service community picnic for Veterans Honor Flight is going to be held at Hebron Brick Supply in West Fargo, 3 to 7 p.m., 901 Christensen Drive West. You are all invited, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's going to be great. They've got pulled pork, brats, old-fashioned hot dogs and chips from Alsager Meats. They're even going to have a beer wagon provided by Brutus Brickhouse. Our very own Jay Thomas will be live on location from 2 to 5. They're going to have live music from the 60s guys. They're going to have a restored Willie's Army Jeep to check out, a vintage 1940s fire truck. It's a family-friendly atmosphere, so everybody is invited to come out. You can meet some local veterans and the Honor Flight volunteers. A great cause near and dear to our heart. And in addition to all of that that's going on out there, they've got a great raffle going on. I've already got my tickets for it. They've got just an awesome-looking electric golf cart that would look really snazzy in my garage. A Henry rifle or an Adrianic chair and table set. So you can get your raffle tickets for that. So come on out, celebrate and honor our local veterans with great food, live music, prizes, and be a part of the community here. Bring the family, support a great cause, a free will donation. We'll stay local and help those veterans experience that honor flight that they help build basically for us on the backs of them, all those wonderful monuments down in D.C.
Again, Thursday, 3 to 7 at Hebron Brick Supply, 901 Christensen Drive West in West Fargo. 6:37, we're going to get your national news from ABC. Check in with the American Ag Network. And Big Game James McCarty has your WDAY Radio Sports.
6:42, time for a check on the local sports scene with Big Game James McCarty.
The NBA draft will begin tonight with some shakeup in it, with the Greek Freak being traded to the Miami Heat last night for a plethora of players and draft picks. Still needs to be approved by the league, but also
got to wait for that draft pick because you can't announce it beforehand.
Oh, exactly.
So dumb.
And then separately, the Wolves in a three-team trade, sending Julius Randle to Brooklyn along with the 28th overall pick in exchange for a second rounder and the 33rd pick. And that was just a salary dump to open up $33 million in possible money to move around for the Wolves to try and re-sign guys like Io Desumu, be able to make a trade exception of sorts here this offseason, trying to really solidify the roster around Anthony Edwards and Jaden McDaniels and company. So it'll be interesting to see how that all shakes out. But the Wolves now tonight at 7 o'clock on ABC and ESPN, that's the first round of the NBA draft. As of right now, there is no action for the Wolves tonight, but on Wednesday in round two, they'll have picks 33 and 59. For the NHL's draft, that will begin on Friday night. The Wild with no first-round pick or second-round pick this year. They traded them away in multiple deals the last couple of years. There should be a pair of local products. So in North Dakota, defenseman Keaton Verhoef, he's the fourth-ranked overall prospect that should be off the board early on Friday. And then Matt Cullen, one of his sons, and Wyatt Cullen, who played for the national development team, the under-18 team in the USHL last season. He's the 13th-ranked overall prospect. He should also be gone earlier than later in round one on Friday. For the Minnesota Wild, they will have 5 overall picks, a third rounder, a fourth, 2 fifths, and a sixth round pick here in this draft. So they'll be really busy on Saturday afternoon with the draft continuing then. For the Minnesota Twins, they gave up a pair of solo home runs en route to a pitcher's duel 2-1 loss on Monday night. Zebby Matthews gave up both runs, one to Shohei Ohtani, other to Freddie Freeman. Over 6 innings, he was tagged with the loss because of that. Byron Buxton hit a solo home run, his 25th of the season. The Twins dropped to 38-42. They continue that series with the Dodgers at 6:40 tonight. Locally available on Twins TV, nationally on TBS. Joe Ryan on the mound. For the Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks, they rode a fifth inning, a three-run homer from Brian Fuentes, his third of the season, en route to taming the Salt Dogs 5-2 last night. Colby Kizer gave up two runs over seven and a third innings of work. He earned the victory. The Redhawks continue that series with Lincoln at 7:02 here this evening. And in the Men's College World Series, a decisive winner-take-all game number three from Omaha last night. Oklahoma crushing North Carolina 13-2, claiming the Sooners' third national championship in baseball and only their first in over three decades since 1994. Running out sports here for this hour tonight, primetime sports at 6:30. Join Jason and I as we get ready to discuss NBA draft, the possibilities for the Wolves, and what is the ultimate goal of that salary dump from Julius Randle last night.
Already seeing over an inch of rain, Bottineau, North Dakota, and close to an inch, Buchanan, North Dakota. We're about 1 hour away from Name That Jingle, sponsored by ZD's. Someone's going to win a $25 gift certificate to ZD's Italian American at the Lights in West Fargo. If you're the right number caller, you can identify the commercial jingle. We will hook you up with that, and we do that right after Dean's three-degree guarantee. 6:46, coming up about 10 minutes from now, we're going to be showcasing this artist who was made a Doctor of Music by Scotland's oldest university back in 2004, and many would say well-deserved. Find out who it is, Flatland Music Flashback around 6:56, brought to you by Flatland Guitar in Fargo, a music store built around and dedicated to quality guitar repairs. We're heading to the American Ag Network next.
It was on this date in 1984, this band started a two-week run at number one on the U.S. singles charts with a song. It was the group's first number one. We'll talk about that and so much more coming up next on Flatland Music Flashback. 7:02, time for a check on that weather, which is brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. And Bonnie, cloudy start, but Dean is telling us that it's going to be a nice day today, so I guess we can't really complain, you know, if it's a little bit.
It's going to be nice.
It's going to be rainy this morning in a
while. It's going to be nice later.
Then it'll clear off.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, if you have evening plans, you'll be okay.
Well, it's still going to be a nice day. I mean, temperature's going to be good. A little moisture in the air, you know, can't complain.
See, he's always got the positive.
There's something for everyone.
Yeah.
Yes, there is, except snow. Yeah, if you're a snow lover, there's not that.
You just wait till December, then,
yeah,
people.
Right. Yeah. Or
it'll
January.
It'll be before that, I'm sure. But we do have some showers and thunder showers on radar right now, stretching from about Devil's Lake down to Jamestown, moving eastward. So it's generally along and north of the 94 corridor. We could get clipped here in the FM area in a few hours, but then the afternoon looks okay with 77 for a high, and winds will switch to the west-northwest at about 10 to 20. Partly cloudy, low 50s tonight, and then Wednesday, we'll see a few scattered pop-up afternoon showers and thunder showers, but low 70s. Thursday should be dry, upper 70s, and then Friday, another chance for scattered showers and storms with highs in the upper 70s. And then the weekend, it warms up, and I can't rule out an isolated shower or storm both Saturday and Sunday. We're not looking at all-day rain events by any means, and it does warm up. It does turn a little breezy. Low 80s Saturday and right around 90 on Sunday.
Will that pattern like continue into the following week?
For the 4th of July week?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to look into that. I haven't even touched on 4th of July week, but I'll look into that and I'll let you know.
Because lake lovers will be watching.
I know they will. I know. No doubt. No doubt.
All right. Thank you, Dino. As I said before, this weather is brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Bonnie and Friends Inbox brought to you by Glass Dr. Otto of Fargo-Moorhead, locally owned. They work with all insurance companies. Glass Dr. Otto of Fargo-Moorhead, ask about their windshield plan. You can always get a hold of us. Studio at WDAYRadioNow.com. Bonnie and Friends coming to you live from the Corwin Subaru Studios. 7:04, we're going to get your national news in from ABC. Then Big Game James McCarty has your WDAY Radio Sports.
7:08, time for checking the wide world of sports with Big Game James McCarty.
Last night, a new national champion was crowned in college baseball, where the Oklahoma Sooners found themselves hoisting the championship trophy for the first time since 1994, but also the third time in school history. And that run for Oklahoma was absolutely outstanding. They defeat North Carolina by a score of 13-2 to claim that national championship. The Sooners found themselves trailing by 6 runs in an elimination game in the regionals against Georgia Tech before then ultimately outscoring those Yellow Jackets 21-7 over the final game and a half against them. Then they sweep nationally ranked Kansas in a super regional before defeating 5 out of 6 games against top 8 teams in the country in the College World Series, winning 10 of the last 11 games in that national tournament after dropping their opener. So, I mean, they got hot, and they got hot at the right time. They finished 11th in the SEC standings in the regular season at 14-16. So, this is a team that almost nobody even thought would be a threat, and they run the table, and they make everybody bow down to them this season, which is pretty darn cool to see for them. Congratulations to the Sooners. On the diamond for the Twins last night, it was 3 solo home runs and a 2-1 game where the Twins fall to those very reigning World Series champion Dodgers. Zebby Matthews gave up both runs, 2 solo shots over 6 innings, was tagged with the loss. Byron Buxton was the Twins home run hitter, his 25th of the year. Twins only recorded 3 hits in that ballgame as well. 38-42 is what Minnesota dropped to with the loss. They will host the Dodgers again tonight at 6:40 on Twins TV locally, nationally televised on TBS. Joe Ryan scheduled to be on the mound for Minnesota. For the Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks, a couple RBI from Tripp Clark, but the deciding factor was a 5th-inning 3-run homer from Ryan Fuentes, who now has 3 on the season. Colby Kizer would give up only 2 runs over 7 1/3 innings of work. Mason Pelio would shut the door with a final inning and 2/3 of scoreless ball in relief, and the Redhawks would tame those Salt Dogs 5-2. 16-18, that was Fargo-Moorhead's record on the season. They continue that 3-game set at 7:02 here this evening. And for Minnesota Timberwolves fans, you're supposed to have a draft pick tonight at 7 o'clock on ABC and ESPN in the opening round of the NBA draft. Well, that is no more, as the Wolves traded Julius Randle, the 28th overall pick, to the Brooklyn Nets in a salary dump last night. And so the Wolves, in exchange, got pick number 33. They will have picks 33 and 59 in the second round as of right now on Wednesday evening of the NBA draft. But as of right now tonight, there's no picks for the Timberwolves beginning at 7 o'clock on ABC for the opening round of that NBA draft. For the NHL draft, that will begin on Friday. The Wild with no picks in the opening round, but North Dakota's Keaton Verhoef and Moorhead's Wyatt Cullen are both expected to be off the board early in that opening round, sometime in the top 5 picks for Verhoef and the top 15 for Cullen. The Wild have 5 picks in total, beginning with the 89th overall pick in the 3rd round, which will be on Saturday afternoon. And running out sports here for this hour, in the World Cup action yesterday, Argentina defeated Austria 2-0. It was 2 goals for Lionel Messi, who now has the most goals in World Cup history, breaking the record. It was previously 16. He now has 18 with 2 goals last night. France over Iraq 3-0. Norway edged out Senegal 3-2. And Algeria over Jordan 2-1. There are 3 matchups today on Fox, beginning at noon with Uzbekistan against Portugal. Then at 3 o'clock, it's Ghana against England. 6 p.m. will be Croatia squaring off with Panama. And the nightcap is on Fox Sports 1 tonight. The 4th and final matchup is Congo battles Colombia at 9 p.m. for an opportunity to try and make it to that knockout round of 32 for these squads. The Americans will play late on Thursday against Turkey at 9 p.m. The Americans have already clinched their round of 32 berth, but they still have one more group matchup against Turkey late Thursday evening.
The other interesting thing is that if you want to see goals, that these days that Argentina, France, and Norway have been playing, those like 3 stars from those 3 different squads have been putting up just incredible amount of goals. 5 for Messi, 4 for Mbappe, and 4 for Haaland. I mean, those guys just, it's kind of like they can't stop scoring, you know what I mean?
Well, they're just playing their best soccer at the right time.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I saw yesterday, James was my co-host yesterday, mm-hmm. It was National Take Your Cat to Work Day, and I thought, I would never do that because I've seen people with severe cat allergies, and I would never do that to my coworkers, but I do have a friend on Facebook who I noticed did bring his cat to work.
You could have brought him in because technically all 3 of us have cats. None of us are allergic to
them. We aren't. Yeah. But I mean,
we would have been gone by the time anybody has any allergies.
Yeah, but it just lingers in the air. We had a neighbor who lived across the street, and he was a really good friend, had 2 kids, same age as my girl. girls, and mm-hmm. he would come over, and he would just be standing in our entryway, and his poor eyes would just, you would just hurt looking at him. Like, there's people that are so severely allergic to cats.
My dad actually has kind of a slight allergy to cats, but I don't know if it's gotten better over the years, because it seems like it hasn't bothered him as much when he's been at our place, because we have a cat. But, I mean, there's still, for him, it's not, you know, itchy or anything. He has, like, kind of, like, trouble breathing a little bit, so.
Wait, that's what I mean. I don't know why. I mean, you can be allergic to a dog, too, but for some reason, cats really set off allergies in certain people.
Well, and I think the same is true for some people, dogs. I mean,
that's
what I mean.
I don't think it's as bad as cats. I've seen a lot more people.
But, I mean, it seems
allergic.
Like sometimes it's one or the other. It's not both dogs and cats give people problems. It's either a cat or a dog, so it's kind of weird.
But just out of respect for others, because, I mean, I know we have allergy sufferers in our building. I mean, I don't know if they're allergic to cats, but they are allergic to various things. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I just wouldn't do that to my coworkers.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, unless you talk to them beforehand saying, well, it's National Bring Your Cat to Work Day tomorrow. Is it okay if I bring my cat in? You know, I mean,
we do it. We're pet friendly. People do bring their dogs in and stuff, but I don't know.
I don't know. Bonnie doesn't let Luna give her kisses, so I don't know. I'm kind of offended.
I cannot stand dog kisses. It just do not lick me. It drives me absolutely batty. I like dogs. I've always had dogs.
She always kind of boops people with her nose on their pants, and my wife always gets annoyed by that. I was like, stop leaving your slobber all over me.
Odin, the one grand dog, he like slobs. He'll like.
Well, he's an old English bulldog. I mean, that's going
to
happen.
Zeus doesn't really slob, but Zeus will try to kiss. And he's like, dude, no, I don't like to be licked by dogs. It is,
But I love you, buddy.
He does. And my son told me about this because he manages a business in the area. Yeah. Another Taco John's, for those that have been waiting for Taco John's to come back. They've got another one that opened on South University Drive.
Yep. So we got what now? Two back in the area? Mm-hmm. I mean, are they technically...
That's probably plenty, right? For those that crave Taco John's.
Yeah.
I mean, there may be more opening up. I don't know.
Is this... I mean, I know this is a new location after reopening, but is it a reopening of an old site or that it's a brand new building, et cetera?
I don't think there was one there before. I think... I might be wrong, but did it take the location of where Burger King might have been? It's somewhere over by those car washes over there.
I'd have to look at the locations on a map to kind of put it, because I know there was one
kind of where the old Kmart is, like that, and then you got
that. Well,
there was
a Taco Bell over there. I know that. I don't think there was.
I don't think there was a Taco John's there.
There was a Taco Bell on the one corner, and then on like a little bit down was a Burger King. So if that Burger King is no longer there, then it would probably take the place of it.
It's somewhere over there. And the cool thing is, like I said, my son manages a business in that area. Yeah. This is the second time I know of. Where they're being good neighbors, they actually came over there and invited the people from his business place, hey, come over and try us.
Oh, for the soft opening kind of thing? Yep.
Wingstop did the same thing, too. And it's like, that's awesome, being good neighbors, right?
Yep. I think, you know, like when you think back to where some of the other Taco John's locations were, there was one over in West Fargo off of Maine, and there was one, I think, I want to say it was like North University, because the university just goes one way south for a bit, right? Before it becomes both ways at 13th Avenue South. Is that University? Or is that like 10th Street? I forget. I think that's University.
Well, University, you can go both ways just for a short stint,
up till
the downtown area.
Up till 13th Avenue, then you got to go around the other way. So there was like one on North University kind of by downtown Fargo that I used to drive by and occasionally get something at.
Okay, Sharon, thank you for that. She goes, yep, it's a new building, but it's where the old Burger King was. It's in her hood.
Yep.
I like that. She's talking like me now. It'd be in the hood.
You're so...
Sharon's cool like
you're
me.
You're so street. You got some street cred. Yeah.
Sharon does too.
She's totally.
Cool cap. We like Sharon.
No cap.
No cap?
Yeah. If you're street, you know what that means.
I'm not that street, I guess.
I guess.
So, yeah, for those of you that like Taco John's, that's your second one here in the FM Metro.
Potato Lays.
I mean, I don't dislike them at all, but
no,
I'm not one that's like, oh, my gosh, I need Taco. Well, like, some people were driving to Fergus Falls or Wahpeton to get Taco John's. It's like, you people are nuts, man. Well,
The problem is they got rid of the Sierra Chicken Filet sandwich many years ago. If they still had that, I might frequent there more often. Just saying. Bring it back. But the other thing, too, is that when I lived in either Arizona or California, when I would come back to the Dakotas or when we drove back a couple times, we hit the corner of Wyoming, and they had one there. And to me, that was a huge treat being able to get it because you had access to it. But then when I moved here and I've had access to it for almost 20 years, it's kind of like, eh. I mean, part of it is that there's so many food options these days, and
right.
other times you're not trying to eat quite so junky.
It's fine. The only thing is they always oversalt their potato olays. That's the only thing that I like, too salty. Mm-hmm. Like I like salt. Like, within reason, but you don't need to be extreme and ridiculous about it.
Exactly, because I'm going to dip those things in nacho cheese anyway, so I don't need, like, 4,000 milligrams of sodium.
Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio, coming to you live from the Corwin Subaru Studios. It is 7:19. Are we overusing DEET? That'll be something WDAY Ag Director Bridget Riedel will cover next.
7:22, we head out to the farm to talk with our Ag Director, Bridget Riedel. Good morning, Bridget.
Good morning from Montana. Hopefully all is well there, too.
How's the weather out there?
Well, so far indoors, it's fantastic. But as soon as I step outside, it seems very similar to home. A little cool, not much wind. And yesterday, drove through a couple of rain showers. Western North Dakota looks very green.
Well, that's
which,
good.
If we see Western North Dakota look green, we're all happy.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, we've been getting some, intermittent rain over the last week or two, and just kind of as a side question, how is the farming community doing in North Dakota when it comes to the amount of rainfall we have? Are we still looking for some more in certain spots? We're not getting too much, I don't think. So how are we doing kind of moisture-wise?
From the Wimbledon-Daisy area up through Devil's Lake and further north, to the north end of the Red River Valley, they're wearing their water wings when they drive down the road in case they should go in the ditch because it's pretty wet.
They got more there this morning. I saw some heavy stuff moving through, like the Wimbledon area.
Yep, they would be okay if things dried out for a while. Yesterday, I was joined by Justin Sherlock, president of North Dakota Soybean Growers Association, Farming by Daisy, and he said, I'd be okay without it. And also hail damage. He actually had a crop adjuster in the field at the time that we were talking because of some recent hail damage. So it'd be great if that slowed up. Most areas of the state are holding out pretty well. I would have to go look at the drought monitor. I haven't checked since last week. We may still have a abnormally dry area up around the Williston Basin. And if we do, that's not unusual for that area this time of the year. Hopefully they pick up the rain showers they need while others dry out some. Be okay to have that happen.
Good.
So now DEET, we all use it. We're big fans of it because nobody wants a mosquito bite.
Mm-hmm.
And
as
someone who's, my dad died from the West Nile virus. I am a big proponent of mosquito control in all forms.
Mm-hmm.
But here's a little something. Even as the gold standard, not only for mosquitoes, but also for deterring ticks, it may be possible there's a chink in the armor. Now, it's still the most effective insect repellent available, and it saves lives from a multitude of diseases and for many reasons. But researchers, and this is coming out of France, working in conjunction with Virginia Tech in the U.S., they have figured out that if mosquitoes start to associate the smell of DEET with the chance to eat, they'll bite through the DEET. So here's what they did, and this sounds like a terrible day at work. They had the mosquitoes penned up on one side of the fabric. They had a bag of warm blood on the other. And the mosquitoes could smell the blood. And they were pretty enthusiastic to get to it.
Mm-hmm.
So what they then would do is eventually train them by putting some DEET on the bag. The mosquitoes were trained that they could actually bite through the DEET to get to the blood. In fact, one of the researchers sprayed one hand with DEET, one hand without, and 60% of those trained mosquitoes tried to take a bite when they smelled the DEET because they associated it with a chance for blood.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't love that kind of research, and I wish they'd stop training mosquitoes to be smarter than we are, but it's possible when people say, oh, mosquitoes just love me, maybe they just smell you better than the DEET.
Yeah, that could very well be. Yeah.
Yeah. But this is the time of year as well as we see people making side dress applications of nitrogen in their corn. And that window to do so might be more narrower and potentially earlier than anticipated. University of Minnesota Extension Nutrient Management Specialist has said that recommendations from Minnesota call for side dress applications to be wrapped up by the V6 growth stage. Not because the crop is already using large amounts of nitrogen, but because the nitrogen is probably already most needed by the crop and taken in. When I say V6, what does that actually mean? So when you look at a corn plant, you can count the colors. You begin at the bottom. Identify each fully extended leaf that has a visible color. That's a light-colored band near the stem where the leaf blade meets the stalk. And you can count them. And if you count to six, you're at V6 or vegetative growth stage six. And when you get to V6, corn's only taken up about 10% of its total seasonal nitrogen needs. But the demand curve turns very sharp after that.
Mm.
So there's a stretch from V10 and on that's a critical zone for nitrogen, and it really has to be present in the root zone and available for uptake. So consider, if you are doing side dressing, perhaps your window of opportunity is right now or has passed, and one way to double check that is have a conversation with those folks in the nitrogen management specialist areas, particularly extension for not only University of Minnesota, but for North Dakota State University as well.
Does it go faster if it's a V8?
Especially if it's got headers and goes boom, boom.
That thing got a Hemi!
Well, I have a Hemi, but nonetheless, I didn't go that fast yesterday. Okay, so water hemp, and there's some other weeds that are really forcing farmers to rethink how they're using herbicides and high residue cropping systems. So perhaps you've got heavy corn stalk cover from last year, or you're looking at a cereal rye cover, and growers are saying, but I did everything right and applying my pre-emergent herbicides, I still see water hemp pushing through and surviving. So one of those challenges in the field is they carry a lot of residue because there's so much plant material out there. And there is a bit of an assumption that rainfall will wash the herbicides off the residue and down into the soil. But there's some work that's being done that says we may have to consider doing that just a little bit differently. With less tillage passes and we're planting into more corn and soybean stubble and seeding more cover crops, we might not be seeing those residual herbicides meet the soil in the way that they should so that they are there to last longer and perform better throughout the growing season to hold back some of those ridiculously painful and hard to control weeds.
Hmm.
And water hemp, especially in those areas where it's wet, having a banner year, because water hemp, if given any chance for moisture, sunlight, and good seed soil contact, will definitely take off, and it won't just show up one time of the season. As those seeds germinate, any chance they get, they will come flush after flush throughout the season. It makes it even more difficult for us to control. So All right, we're going to rethink what we do for side dressing. We're going to rethink what we're doing for weed control with some of our residuals. And we'll talk more about both of those when we get to Weather and Ag in Focus today from 1 to 2 o'clock. And we're going to be joined by Brad Olstead from the Stuffis Group. We're going to have on the auction block. Today, just had a recent huge retirement sale out in Regan, North Dakota. A lot of late model pre-def equipment. I'm curious to see how that all sold and what folks maybe were taking home. So we'll do that today as well.
Cool. All right. Thank you, Bridget.
All right. Email me, ag@slagfamily.com.
Have a good day.
Looking pretty dark to the northwest. Dina will be in with our forecast. Should be seeing some rain not too long from now here in the FM metro area. Might even hear a little thunder shower activity, some rumbles of thunder. Bonnie and Friends phone lines brought to you by The Bathroom Store. From a shower install to a complete overhaul, they specialize in residential remodeling with professional installation. Free, no obligation estimates. Always on budget, always on schedule. TheBathroomStoreND.com, 701-293-9000. Keep that number handy if you want to play Name That Jingle, sponsored by ZD's. We'll be doing that after Dean's three-degree guarantee. 7:30, we're heading into the WDAY Radio News Center next.
7:33, time for a check on that local forecast with Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki.
We are looking at some showers and thunder showers about ready to push into the FM area. Already raining just to our north. Those will be pushing through this morning, but then we'll have a dry afternoon. Should have highs in the upper 70s today with the winds turning to the west northwest at about 10 to 20 down into the low 50s tonight. And for tomorrow, we're looking at partly cloudy skies, some pop-up showers and thunder showers in the afternoon. Low 70s, then we're back in the upper 70s Thursday and Friday. Dry Thursday, but isolated showers and storms on Friday. And then the weekend warms up. It does turn windy. Low 80s on Saturday and right around 90 on Sunday with an isolated shower or storm over the weekend. Many dry hours in between, so it'll kind of be a return to summer weather as we head into the weekend.
Well, it is summer now, so it's about time we get some summer weather.
No doubt.
All righty. Thanks, Dino. Coming up Thursday, it's the second annual Hebron Brick Allsager Meets Salute to Service Community Picnic. We're raising money for Veterans Honor Flight. It'll be at Hebron Brick Supply in West Fargo, 3 to 7 p.m. this Thursday. Everybody's invited. Hebron Brick Supply located 901 Christensen Drive in West Fargo, 901 Christensen Drive. There's going to be lots of food provided by Alsager Meats, pulled pork, brats, old-fashioned hot dogs, chips. Also, a beer wagon provided by Brutus Brickhouse. Jay Thomas will be there. You can check him out live on location from 2 to 5. The 60 guys are going to be there. Mm-hmm. 60s guys providing live music. And bring the kids. It's family friendly.
They're going to have a restored Willie's Army Jeep out there for you to look at. Vintage 1940s fire truck. It's going to be a family friendly atmosphere. So you can come on out. Meet the local veterans and Honor Flight volunteers. Raising money for a great cause, because you know what? These veterans deserve a chance to go see the memorials that, quite honestly, are built there in their honor. They're also going to have a raffle out there. I've already got my tickets for it. Electric golf cart that is just awesome looking. I really want to win that. I'm just saying. A Henry rifle, Adrianic chair, and table set in case you need something for your patio. So come on out, help celebrate and honor our local veterans with great food, live music, prizes, and community. Bring the family and support this great cause. A free will donation. Stay local to help veterans experience that honor flight.
Again, this Thursday, 3 to 7 p.m. over at Hebron Brick Supply, 901 Christensen Drive West in West Fargo. It is 7:36. We're going to get your national news in from ABC. Big Game James McCarty has your WDAY Radio Sports. Dina's along with your 3-degree guarantee. And then right after he's done with that, we're going to play Name That Jingle, sponsored by ZD's.
7:40, time for the check on the sports world with Big Game James McCarty.
In the FIFA World Cup last night, you had Argentina over Austria 2-0. France defeats Iraq 3-0. Norway over Senegal 3-2, and Algeria defeats Jordan 2-1. Four matchups are set up today, three of which will be on Fox beginning at noon with Uzbekistan against Portugal. Then at 3 o'clock, it's Ghana against England. 6 p.m., we'll have Croatia against Panama. And the nightcap at 9 p.m. is on Fox Sports 1, Congo squaring off with Colombia. The Americans will play again against Turkey on Thursday at 9 p.m. As for the NBA draft, the Timberwolves originally had the 28th overall pick. As of last night, that is no more, trading that pick along with Julius Randle to the Brooklyn Nets in exchange for pick number 33 in the second round on Wednesday evening. So the Wolves will have picks 33 and 59 on Wednesday. As for Tuesday night's draft at 7 o'clock on ABC, no picks left for the Wolves. It opened up about $33 million in cap space for the Wolves to be able to extend, well, re-sign Ayo Dosunmu. As it looks as right now, it sounds as though his agent and the Wolves front office are working on a 5-year extension worth $112 million. That is the most recent rumored dollar amount, which would put him just over that $22 million threshold. So somewhere between a six-man and a starting point guard for the Wolves, depending on Dante DiVincenzo, his recovery time with that Achilles, and then, of course, the construction of the roster moving forward with Terrence Shannon Jr., Ant-Man, possibilities of bringing back guys like Mike Conley and company. But overall, the Wolves, now they have a little bit of flexibility to try and shake things up this offseason, whether you look at free agency or even trying to make trades with other teams with a larger exception now for the Timberwolves. As for the Men's College World Series, Oklahoma Sooners crushing North Carolina 13-2 in what was game three, a decisive and winner-take-all game three last night from Omaha. The Sooners clinching their third national championship and first since 1994. They finished 11th in the SEC at 14-16. They had an elimination game in a regional against Georgia Tech and then would boat race the competition from there on out, ultimately being crowned national champions. As for the Minnesota Twins last night, a evening where it was just three runs scored. All three were on solo home runs. The Twins drop it, though, to the reigning World Series champion Dodgers, 2-1. Byron Buxton did score that run for the Twins, his 25th home run of the year. The Twins and Dodgers continue that series tonight at 6:40. Locally on Twins TV, nationally on TBS, Joe Ryan on the mound for Minnesota. And for the Red Hawks, a three-run fifth inning, a three-run homer at that from Brian Fuentes, his third of the season, would lead the Red Hawks past the Salt Dogs at Newman Outdoor Field, 5-2. They had Colby Kizer go 7 1/3 innings, getting the win, only giving up two runs. The Redhawks continue that series with the Salt Dogs tonight at 7:02, game two of that three-game set. And tonight, Primetime Sports at 6:30 will preview the NBA draft and look ahead to the Wolves' continued plans, possibly this offseason, after dealing Julius Randle last night. Sports This Hour brought to you by Valley Imports and Valley Pre-Owned, your best price leader in the region. Find your next vehicle at valleyimports.com.
743 Bonnie and Friends phone lines brought to you by The Bathroom Store. From a shower install to a complete overhaul, they specialize in residential remodeling with professional installation. Free, no obligation estimates, always on budget, always on schedule. TheBathroomStoreND.com. 701-293-9000. Keep that number handy. We're going to play Name That Jingle coming up in a couple of minutes. Right after your 3-degree guarantee with Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki, that is straight ahead.
7:45, time for your 3-degree guarantee. It is brought to you by Labor Masters. Get the quality, reliable help you need today with Labor Masters. And it looks like, Dino, yesterday you said the predicted high of 77. How did you do?
I wasn't even here yesterday.
Leah, the intern, came up with 77.
Well, how did she do?
She deserves a gold star.
Yeah, because...
We hit 77.
Exactly.
Oh, good job, Leah. Yes. Nice work.
So that makes back-to-back wins then.
All right, good deal. Well, today we're going to go... Well, we might as well stick with it, right? Okay. 77 today.
Stay at 77.
Right. Yeah, we've got some showers and thunder showers approaching the FM area. Look out west, you could see some lightning. So if you wash your car, well, you're going to have to, Mother Nature's going to wash it for you this morning.
I need some spots.
Yeah, we've got some showers and thunder showers moving through the area. These are along and north of 94. So the Southern Valley Lakes Country, probably going to get missed out by this. And then the afternoon should be quiet. 77 with the west-northwest wind this afternoon, 10 to 20. 52 tonight, low 70s. Tomorrow, can't rule out an isolated pop-up shower. And then we'll stay in the 70s the rest of the week. And by Sunday, we're back up to 90 degrees. So summer heat returns for this upcoming weekend.
I was so excited when I saw the website this morning before you came in. And I was like, yeah, baby, still staying low 80s at the most. All right.
Nope. Sorry.
All right. Your 3-degree guarantee, 77, and that is brought to you by Labor Masters. Get the quality, reliable help you need today with Labor Masters.
And time now to find a contestant for Name That Jingle, sponsored by ZD's. We're going to be looking for caller number 7, 701-293-9000. Call us on the Bathroom Store phone line. If you get the jingle correct, you'll win a $25 gift certificate to ZD's Italian American.
It's a big if.
At the Lights in West Fargo. If you listen very careful, there was only so much I could edit out. It is very, this one should be pretty easy. Caller 7 right now, 701-293-9000. The rest of you continue to call in. 10 minutes in front of 8, we have a contestant on the line, Named That Jingle, sponsored by ZD's. We've got Landon on the line. He says he's not very good at songs, so the rest of you continue to call in, 701-293-9000.
Landon, are you ready?
I'm ready.
There's some very obvious clues in this song we're going to play for you, Landon, so we hope you can get it, okay?
Don't buckle under the pressure, even though there's a lot of pressure on you because everybody's listening to you right now.
All right. Pressure's on.
All right. Hit it, Jace. He's got his thinking cap on. Do you think
this
you know
it?
This
is like the extended dance remix version? What's going on with this?
What? Landon, I've got my fingers crossed for you. Do you know what it is?
Is it the Meow Mix ad?
Yeah, there you go.
What was your first clue, Landon?
Wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
It's sometimes nerve-wracking, though. Like, you feel the pressure, like, okay, I'm on. I got to listen. Am I going to get it right? It's not that easy, is it?
Yeah. It's not.
Yeah, you did it, though. Congratulations. Yeah, right. Way to go. You just won a $25 gift card to ZD's Italian American at the Lights. Have you been there yet?
Have not, but have wanted to. Thank you.
There you go. We'll save you $25. You can pick that up at our studios anytime between 8:30 and 4:30, Monday through Friday.
Awesome. Thank you.
You bet. Right, thanks for listening to Bonnie and Friends. Yeah, he had me a little concerned when he said he wasn't really good at songs. I'm like, well, there's some pretty big clues in that commercial.
Like I said,
there.
To me, that seems almost like a newer version of it. I mean, I think it was even kind of more basic back in the day. But I mean, a 30-second mix of that, my goodness. Put on the dancing shoes.
Next week's, I think, is super easy. If whoever calls in misses it next week, I'm going to be so disappointed in you.
Yeah, if you miss that one, I mean, that might, I don't know, that might show your age on that one, Bonnie. I'm just saying. Some of these are definitely dependent on someone's age, too.
Sometimes they are,
Sometimes it's just like, you know, Mounds and Almond Joy, maybe that one, you know, certain people are familiar with that one. They don't really do that one anymore, so
sometimes it just kind of depends on if you're in the right age group.
All right. Be listening again next Tuesday. Name That Jingle, sponsored by ZD's. And make sure if you're trying to win that you have not won anything. You got a month you have to wait. You got to sit out an entire month if you won something. And it doesn't matter what time of day. If you won something on WDAY radio, you need to sit out a month because we want to spread the love and give more people an opportunity to win. World Cup. Ooh, some international fans, they are not pleased with the pricing on certain items. And we're going to talk about that in your Money and Markets straight ahead. 7:56, checking out your Money and Markets. U.S. stocks drifted through a mixed day of trading yesterday after oil prices eased and falling big tech stocks weighed on Wall Street. S&P 500 lost 27 points. Dow Jones Industrial Average added 148, and the NASDAQ tumbled 351.
I think that would be an indication that maybe some of those old school sectors, you might say, like energy, et cetera, like Brian has talked about, those are gaining. And then obviously the tech stocks, that's what's having a little bit of an issue. The Federal Reserve has for decades moved steadily from a remote, opaque government agency that shared little about what it did or why to a more transparent institution willing to explain how it makes decisions and what it thinks about the economy. New Chair Kevin Warsh has begun to reverse some of those steps because he believes that by signaling its intentions, the Fed pigeonholes itself into a position of interest rates. Yet such an approach carries a risk of more violent swings in stock and bond prices, analysts say, and ultimately higher interest rates for consumers and businesses.
And speaking of Federal Reserve, former U.S. Federal Reserve Chair Alan Greenspan has died. He was 100.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he died of complications from Parkinson's disease. In his 18 and a half years at the helm of the Fed, Greenspan presided over a sustained era of American growth and prosperity, yet one that ended with devastating consequences in 2008, 2 years after he left the central bank. Greenspan was so respected during his many years as head of the world's most influential central bank by that time that he stepped down in 2006. He was widely celebrated as the Oracle and Maestro.
Oh, fancy. Wouldn't I like to be called the Maestro? Let me conduct this next story for you, Bonnie.
I met a maestro once.
Once. No, actually, we had one in here.
Yeah.
I was going to say, he came in, the Senate has passed a bipartisan housing bill that aims to bring down home prices and increase supply. The bill represents one of the most sweeping efforts in recent decades to reduce federal regulations for housing and expand local control. The legislation bans corporate investors from buying single-family homes, but doesn't include a provision that would have required investors to sell newly constructed homes within 7 years. The House is expected to give the bill final approval later this week and send it to President Donald Trump, who has signaled his support.
We know that World Cup, like, to go to that, it's just unaffordable for your average person,
I sort of think that the prices are expensive anyway, but I'm not quite sure if some of these tickets are being bought up by groups and then they're reselling them, and that's why it's causing the value of them to go up even higher. But what happens when you go to a sporting event? You want to get something to eat, and it's always more expensive there. You can't bring in your own food, you know?
Well, we got a lot of people that have come in from other countries because they want to cheer on their teams. Yeah. Well, so, you know, you have to mix in their ticket costs, which is really crazy, their flights, hotel rooms.
Oh, geez, they're going to be jacked up.
Beer, and then food. I guess there's a lot of grumbling going on from international fans because they are not used to this exorbitant pricing.
Oh, really?
When they go to soccer games, football games, whatever you want to call it, or any sporting events. Yeah. No, it's ridiculous. For instance, I mean, granted it's caviar, but they have caviar top tater tots, which I've seen
people
sharing. That's going to set you back $75.
Tater tots have meat on them, refried beans, nacho cheese, chives.
You know, kind of like caviar. Potato lays. We're not putting meat with caviar. Yeah,
come on, man.
Empanadas, they weigh 5 pounds, so you can share that. Well, those are $40.
Look, James got the deep fried Twinkie that was like a pound, and that was $20. So a 5 pound empanada for $40, that seems cheap.
Okay, but see, we're in America, and we're used to paying crazy overpriced. But people are coming in from other countries, and they're complaining. They're crying fall, especially over beef prices or beer prices topping $20.
Oh, yeah.
But we here are used to paying ridiculous prices.
Because the prices are always ridiculous when you go to sporting events. That's why sometimes when you go to even a local sporting event, you might want to go out, get something to eat, or maybe eat at home before you go there, and maybe have a drink or some snacks. Because just like if you go to the movie theater food and snacks, that's super expensive as well. So,
but
I mean, we're used to it, like you said.
We're used to it. We're just like, no big deal. We're used to it. But this is like 3 times higher than what a lot of people pay in other European countries. Mm-hmm. So, interesting.
Yeah.
8 o'clock, we are WDAY Fargo.
8:02, time for our final check on that weather with Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki. Dino?
Well, we've got some showers and storms pushing into the FM area right now. It's already raining north. These will be through the area by 9:30 and moving eastward. And they're generally along and north of 94. So the far southern valley into Lakes Country, probably not going to get much out of this. After this passes, we'll have partly to mostly cloudy skies this afternoon. 77 with a west-northwest wind 10 to 20. Partly cloudy, 52 tonight, 72 tomorrow with a few pop-up showers in the afternoon. And then a dry Thursday, upper 70s, another chance of storms on Friday, upper 70s, and then breezy and summer heat returns over the weekend with highs in the low 80s on Saturday and right around 90 on Sunday. It looks like it's about midnight outside, doesn't it?
It does.
I know. Well,
yeah,
it's
really dark.
You can see the rain coming down off to the west there,
Dino. And lightning.
I mean, yep. You flash
so, this weather this hour is brought to you by Ace Out Golf. And no tee time is ever needed at Ace Out Golf. And if you have a bad slice like I do, go to Ace Out. What are you laughing
Nothing.
About? Go to Ace Out Golf. You could dial in your swing. You can correct your slice, work on specific shots, and then take that to the golf course and take Bonnie's money. It's that simple. The course is where you play, but your simulator, that's where you get better. You can find out more at aceoutgolf.com.
It is 8:03, Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio, coming to you live from the Corwin Subaru Studio. Glass Doctor Otto of Fargo-Moorhead, they sponsor our inbox. They're locally owned. They work with all insurance companies. Glass Doctor Otto of Fargo-Moorhead, ask about their windshield plan. You can always send us a message, studio@wdayradionow.com. Coming up tomorrow morning, Flatland Music Flashback, brought to you by Flatland Guitar in Fargo, a music store built around and dedicated to quality guitar repairs. We're going to be showcasing this artist who got hurt in a concert, actually fell through an unlocked trap door mid-concert, pretty seriously hurt, spent a couple days in the hospital. And also, this singer, he had to leave stage with a pretty famous rock band, had to leave stage because he had stomach flu. Think rock band. Okay, so to back him up, they put Neil Young, different genre. You know, this would be a 1985 Neil Young. Yeah,
that didn't go so well.
No, fans booed. They were not happy with him.
I mean, I can vaguely recall kind of the concepts of both those stories you're teasing. I can't think of the bands on the singer for both of them, but I do remember somebody, now that you mentioned Neil Young, he had to fill in for somebody, and it didn't, I don't know how that would have even worked.
Details, tomorrow morning, Flatland Music Flashback, right around 6:56. It is 8:05, we're going to get you your national news from ABC, then Big Game James McCarty has your WDAY Radio Sports.
8:09, let's look at the wide world of sports with Big Game James McCarty.
The Minnesota Twins drop in their series opener to the LA Dodgers after giving up two solo shots last night, one from Shohei Ohtani, the other from Freddie Freeman. They did get a solo home run from Byron Buxton, his 25th of the year. Zebby Matthews gave up both of those runs over six innings. He was tagged with the loss as the Twins dropped to 38-42 on the year. Game two of this three-game set is tonight at 6:40, locally televised on Twins TV and nationally televised on TBS. Originally a right-hander, Joe Ryan was scheduled to start for Minnesota in tonight's matchup, but due to illness, manager Derek Sheldon announced that he will not be starting tonight, and left-hander Kendry Rojas will start this evening's matchup. He was reinstated from the injured list on Sunday after recovering from left elbow inflammation. Justin Robleski, a left-hander, will start and counter for the Dodgers. The Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks got two RBI last night from Tripp Clark and then a three-run homer in the fifth from Brian Fuentes en route to a 5-2 victory over the Lincoln Celt Dogs in their series opener last night. Colby Kizer gave up two runs over seven and a third innings of work, earning the win, while Mason Pelio would toss 1 2/3 shutout innings. The Redhawks are 16-18 now on the year, and they have a 7:02 scheduled first pitch tonight at Newman Outdoor Field against those very Celt Dogs. In the FIFA World Cup last night, Argentina over Austria 2-0, while France defeated Iraq 3-0, Norway over Senegal 3-2, and Algeria defeats Jordan 2-1. On Fox today at noon, Uzbekistan takes on Portugal. Then at 3 o'clock on Fox, it's Ghana against England. 6 p.m. on Fox, it's Croatia squaring off with Panama. And the nightcap on Fox Sports 1 at 9 p.m., Congo will battle Colombia as we continue group play. The Americans play again on Thursday against Turkey after already punching their ticket to the round of 32. It will be their final group play match on Thursday night. And in the NBA, the draft will begin this evening at 7 o'clock on ABC and ESPN. The Wolves originally had the 28th pick tonight, but they have since traded back because last night they completed a trade sending Julius Randle to the Brooklyn Nets along with that 28th overall pick in exchange for pick number 33. It's a salary dump in order for the Wolves to open up some salary cap space to try and make some offseason moves, one of which includes trying to re-sign Ayo Dosunmu, which is, as of right now, rumored to be around a five-year, $112 million deal to bring him back to a Wolves uniform. And so the Wolves will have an opportunity to now start Naz Reid at power forward and have a little bit more flexibility in free agency and offseason trade-wise to try and put a contender around Anthony Edwards and company. And rounding out sports here for this hour tonight, primetime sports at 6:30. We will preview the NBA draft and, of course, look at what some of the continued offseason moves can and possibly will be for the Wolves after trading Julius Randle last night.
Crazy story. We mentioned it maybe a week or two ago where there was this writer who wrote an article in Business Insider, which is one of the publications that I follow, and he's from Australia, travel writer, and he had written a blog about how he had made a promise to his twin sons when he got divorced. They were 3 years old at the time. He was going to take them to a World Cup someday because he was able to go to one back in 2010. Well, he realized how expensive it was to come from Australia to fly to the States, not only for him, for his kids, the tickets, the airfare, the hotel, food, etc. And he was just cheery about it. And so he wrote an article on it just saying, I've got to break my promise to my twins. I'm not going to be able to afford this. And somebody reached out to him on Facebook and he goes, I'm actually like a really boring guy and I don't have that many followers. And somebody reached out and he thought it was a scam, promising to pay for their trip over to the States to Seattle for him and his two sons to come see a World Cup game. And he goes, I thought it was a joke. And he goes, no, the guy's like, no, I'm totally legit. I'm a father. I get where you made this promise to your kids and you want to fulfill it. And so they did a video chat.
No kidding.
And they were able to come over thanks to just a generous person who wants to remain anonymous.
Well, I mean, it's one of those things too. I mean, you want to provide these experiences for your kids, etc. But sometimes, you know, if you're talking something big, like I would love to be able to take my youngest who has found a love for watching hockey on TV and in person with the four stuff. I would love to be able to take her to a Stanley Cup Finals game, preferably if the Minnesota Wild are in it. But, you know, the cost of doing that, I mean, they just, you know, events like the World Cups, the Super Bowl, NBA and NHL Finals, I mean, those World Series, those events end up becoming not necessarily corporate per se, Bonnie, but there's a lot of tickets that either companies, famous people, whatever, the people with the money are able to buy up all these seats, and it seems like you price out the casual fan, you know, the everyday Joe that's working, and you can't afford $1,000 a ticket unless it's a once in a lifetime type of deal. So for this fellow father to invite them over, pay for their trip to get over to go to a World Cup game, that's amazing. I mean, that's a lot of generosity right there.
He goes, I'm not like your average person. I did the sensible thing. I sent the man I had never met, no photo on LinkedIn, a handful of followers, photos of our three passports. He then stopped responding. He goes, but it was all real. After 8 hours of silence, he received the emails, return flights, accommodation, and tickets to the Australia versus U.S. game.
Wow.
That's crazy. And yeah, Sharon was sending me video of showers and thunder and lightning. And it's like, yeah, we've heard some pretty
big cracks. Right behind you as you were talking, there was a huge couple strikes of lightning. And then it was followed by the thunder. You can even hear that through the window here.
Yeah, so. And it is. Like Dean's right. It is super dark and some pretty good rain coming down.
That's okay. We wake up in the dark every day. So this is what everybody else gets to experience, what we experience in the middle of the night when we get up for work.
That's true. It's pretty much it.
You're like, this is just like normal.
But embrace it. It's not going to last terribly long here. Up in the north central part of the state, might not area, Devil's Lake Basin, they're going to see maybe several inches of rain today. But
well, for me, it's always the same thing. As long as no one's getting property damage or injured, that personally, you know, I love a good thunderstorm here and there. So hopefully there's nothing too serious that would cause anything to happen.
And I don't think anybody's going to complain about a little extra rain here. Nope. Get a little extra break from having to water our gardens or our flowers and everything like that. So, and hopefully, Dean thinks it'll be, well, there's a potential something could pop up, but he thinks it's going to be a nice day for the fourth annual Timber Creek Block Party Car Show, 4 to 10 p.m., parking lot, Kingpin, Sweet Shots. Looking forward to that.
Yep, always a great time over there. Got a classic car show, going to have music over there, a lot of great food, and just a chance for the kids to get out there and play on games to go, et cetera. And if anything does pop up, you can always take the kids over
inside
the arcade at Kingpin's. And if you, mom and dad, want to take some time, get a quality cocktail, et cetera, Baron's Eatery is right in there. You can send the kids over to the arcade with those cards so they can play whatever games they want and have yourself a good time no matter what. Or if you're a golfer, get over there to Sweet Shots and either hit some balls out onto the driving range or use some of their simulators, and you can have plenty of fun either way over there.
It's kind of like a street dance.
A little bit.
You know, right?
Street dance with some really cool places that if you want to go inside and do some stuff, you can.
Mm-hmm. And we'll have a lot of classic collector cars there, too, and games to go. They're going to have games for the kids to bounce on, so family-friendly. Some of the food that Nader has told us about, jumbo turkey legs, brat burgers.
So good.
Half slab ribs, the big pretzels, and there's going to be more besides that. Lundy's is going to have ice cream, beverages from Pepsi, and it's just going to be fun. 4 to 10 p.m. today, parking lot over at Kingpin's Sweet Shots. If you can't find space in their parking lot, which there is a lot, they get along great with all their neighbors, and they've embraced it too. So the surrounding businesses over in that Timber Creek area, you can park over there and just walk on over. It's going to be a really good time.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And like you said, there's always, you know, like you said, Slick City over there, the hotel as well, plenty of parking.
Cash wise,
So I mean, there's a lot over in that area. So if anything. Obviously, we want you to get out and see our friends over at Kingpin's and Sweet Shots, but that area is really developing into a nice little entertainment hub and a lot of places to eat, etc.
And Front Fenders, if we didn't mention Front Fenders are going to be playing too. So again, this afternoon, 4 to 10 p.m., come on out for the fourth annual Timber Creek Block Party and Car Show. I don't know if this is a test or an experiment, but over in China, they have a robot begging strangers to help pay its electric bill. It's one of those humanoid ones.
Yeah,
you know,
that's what happens when you start building too many robots and they get advanced. Now they're on the street corner panhandling.
Well, it's kind of like these driverless cars, too. I mean, I don't know if they programmed it this way or whatever, but you're bound to have issues.
What are you saying, that these driverless cars are begging for money for gas?
No, but some of them have had problems. I haven't seen that yet, but some of them have problems.
Technically, they would beg for electricity as well. So
these humanoid robots are a little creepy.
They're funny, though. I watched a video of one, and it was I can't remember if it was trying to I think it was trying to dance, and I think they had it programmed, and maybe it was a contest or something over in China or Japan or something, where it was like doing like a Michael Jackson dance or something. But it tried to do one move, and it
froze.
It was too close to a step, so it eventually kind of bumped into
tumbled.
It tumbled over, and so the guy comes over there, and he just grabs it, almost looked like the back of its collar, and just drug it off stage. So it was like, well, that demonstration ended.
This humanoid robot's been spotted in several Chinese cities. It kneels, clasps his hand together, while a nearby speaker broadcasts pleas for donation. It tells pedestrians things like, I have no money to charge my phone.
To charge your phone.
Please pay my electricity bill.
Charge your phone. It's got no money to charge itself.
Video shows one passerby dropping coins into a collection plate positioned in front of the machine. Some reports indicate robots can also accept digital payments through QR codes.
I could believe that, yeah.
That's crazy.
Can you just tap and pay to give it a donation?
I don't know.
Can I use Apple Pay on you? Yes, you may use Apple Pay. Just put it on my chest.
Many people are scratching their heads over this. That's insane.
See, that's just another problem with when the AI revolution takes place and all the robots become sentient and become their own beings.
Sometimes, like, people will do certain things. You know, obviously somebody's programming this kind of like social experiments or whatever, like how people react to it. I don't know. It doesn't say that like here in the thing. I'm sure they programmed it to do this. Why? I don't know. But That's interesting.
Well, I mean, it's, I think, partially a social experiment, and maybe somebody back at home needs to have some extra electric money because they bought a robot.
Maybe. Some viewers suggest the robots are becoming so advanced they're skipping straight to asking for money. Others wonder whether donating to a robot's electricity bill, it might be someday considered a charitable contribution.
Worried about your tax return. Hey, I donated $200 to this robot. Does that count as a charitable donation? All right.
That's weird. It appears harmless, they say, though reports from China previously documented humanoid robots behaving unpredictably, causing problems, mm-hmm. like you had mentioned, the dancer. Yeah. I don't know. That's weird. And the irony, because I mean, I remember even watching stuff, say, on like 60 Minutes growing up, like, thinking we were going to all be replaced by computers someday, yeah. or technology someday. I mean, that is happening. However, like when we read the money in markets too, I see, mm-hmm. I see pullbacks. Different.
Oh yeah.
Top tech companies are doing layoffs too. So.
Well, the good news is I wouldn't be replaced by a computer. I'd probably be just replaced by a calculator, kind of lower intelligence.
You think? I mean, calculators are pretty useful.
I didn't say they weren't useful, but I'm just saying
they don't have a whole lot of personality, though.
Exactly. Mm. That's what I'm saying. Just yeah. like my, just like the doctor said, I'm unremarkable.
I said that. My son-in-law, gets so mad. He is so mm-hmm. funny. They were complaining about Zara having temper tantrums. She just turned sure. 2 a couple weeks ago. I said, that's just very average. So now he keeps hacking on me for calling his daughter average. I said, I didn't call her average. I said, that's like normal. That's just very common.
Well, then why did you say that was common instead of average? You
would, average is just happened to be the word that I happened to pull out when I was talking about it. Like,
you have
you
have insulted Milos.
She's got nothing remarkable about temper tantrums. Every 2-year-old has temper tantrums. She's busier than most. Like, the child does not sit still. She moves and moves and moves.
Milos and family are not average. We are above average. Yes.
I'm not going to let you live that down. Just like when we overslept when he was picking yeah. us up to take him to the airport because my phone was broken yeah. and in the wrong time zone, and I couldn't fix it when we were in Serbia, so he hacks on me for that. However, last weekend, we were supposed yeah. to meet at the West Fargo, had their street fair or whatever on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
We show up at 10 o'clock waiting for them. They weren't even there until 11:45. It's like, they think, because we're European, just because we tell you 10 doesn't mean 10 o'clock. It means like 12 or 1 o'clock. Everything.
How can you plan on anything
exactly.
then?
Exactly. Welcome to my world. You just don't know. It's like a guessing game as to what time. Carly tries to keep them.
That takes fashionably late to a whole nother level.
They're never in a hurry. They're always like that. And it's just like, no. And it's like, I'm my news reporter all my life. It's like, we're early. 15 minutes to a half hour for everything. It was very nice, your little street fair over there in West Fargo.
Oh, yeah.
But
we
left. We're like, we're not waiting for you. My husband went and got a bunch of ribs. We looked around at everything.
Was that downtown on the new new fixed up downtown by the POWMIA location?
That's been there at least a dozen years. What's so new about it? Yeah, that
location. The building's next to it. I mean, I don't think it's been 12. I mean, I think it's less than that. But
10 years, I bet, but if you want to call it.
Well, one was done, and then they did the other one, and they've done some other stuff.
Yeah, it was
downtown.
A very nice downtown fair, and we stopped out, and we did not wait for them because I was not waiting until noon before they decided to arrive.
No, James and I, we were up calling football games, so we weren't in the area, and I kind of forgot about Westfest.
8:24, we are going to be heading to the American Ag Network shortly. 8:28, Bonnie and Friends winding down. Next couple of minutes here, the coffee club getting ready to go. Pretty dark out there this morning.
It is. And a little wet out there as well.
Good. We could use it. It's not going to last terribly long. We're going to clear things off next hour or so.
Yeah.
My son.
No, we needed a good rain.
My son just texted me. He goes, holy cat, is it raining? Can you go over to my house and bring my nectarine? He's got a nectarine tree he bought. I'm like, it's going to be fine.
Fancy.
Your nectarine. It is a really cool looking tree, and it's got nectarines all over it. But
I mean, he works at a truck wash thing, so he's probably not real busy this morning then, huh?
probably not. I mean, it'd be kind of silly to be running your car.
Just throwing it out there. You might want to just take the day off there, buddy, and just go home and worry about your nectarine tree.
Yeah, you can zip home. He's only like 10 blocks away from work. Zip home, bring in your nectarine tree if you're worried about it.
Don't make mom do it.
I'm not going to. I know it's fine.
Put your foot down.
Apricot tree.
Did you? Mm-hmm. It's not made for our winters here, but it's fine because he'll just bring it in for the winter and stuff. But it's pretty cool novelty. He found it up at Cheyenne Gardens. It was It's a beautiful looking tree.
I bet it is.
Mm-hmm. They got some cool stuff up there at that
place.
Cheyenne
has
Gardens.
Everything. Yeah. It is absolutely beautiful.
It's a great place to wander and explore.
It is. So mm-hmm. I've heard. Yeah. Yes,
yeah. Oh my gosh.
Logan brought his wallet with when he had needed stuff for landscaping. But yeah, it was great. And we got to meet Adam, got to talk with him, and got a lot of expertise and knowledge off him on different trees he was looking at. In the end, he settled for mostly shrubs and rose bushes, raspberry plants, and then his apricot.
He got some
tree.
Raspberry plants? Mm-hmm.
He loves raspberry. Yep.
Had a bunch well, of those and, too. You know, like Don Kinsler, our resident horticulturalist, says, you know, support mm-hmm. your local garden centers, you know?
Absolutely. So yeah. And growing up in a greenhouse family, I know where they got the good stuff.
Yeah, you do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What are you guys doing on the Tuesday edition of the Coffee Club?
Well, Hebron Brick is going to be on today. Dan is. We're going to talk about the community picnic that's on Thursday for Veterans Honor Flight. So that'll be a really great conversation, I think. Things you should never ask your guests to bring, like the entree.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's tacky.
And then our very tacky nonprofit, thanks to Luther Family Ford, we've got Judy Lewis coming on from the FMCT.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So haven't visited with her in quite a while, so it'll be very good to see her. Oh, tourist traps that travelers say to avoid.
Wall drug.
Exactly.
Yes.
Thank you. You took the words right out of my mouth, Ronnie.
I was just going to say that.
That is lame.
Now, I love
the lamest place I've ever been to.
I love the state in which I was born, mm-hmm. South Dakota. Yeah. But,
Chase loves his state, too.
But like, yeah.
Bonnie went there.
I didn't
and
know
I was,
you yet.
She didn't know me yet. And I was like, I would have told you. They drove.
We drove out of the way.
Her fault was is really that they went from Rapid City to Waldrop specifically to see it and then went back and were just absolutely infuriated by it. And I'm like, why would you do that?
I'm still angry about it 5 years later.
Bonnie's like, I don't know. We didn't know anything about it. And I'm like, well, you
should have. But everybody talks about going there. Well, why don't you tell the rest
everybody
of the world
everybody talks
how
about
lame
going there because they've got
lame.
Signs the all across the
Their
country.
Their marketing was wonderful.
It is. It's still, I mean, you still see him every time you go
do.
On interstate.
The yes. only good thing is I got a picture of Zoltar in the gaming machine that I use on my Facebook mm-hmm. page once in a while.
Yeah, I mean, you could buy a stuffed jackalope.
Could have got some food there, but there was too long of lines, and I don't wait for anything.
Did you make a wish to Zoltar, and then were young Bonnie and older Bonnie?
Bonnie's actually 95 years old.
Were you in the movie Big?
Yep, don't tell anybody. Hopping on the piano.
Do you guys think, though, that word is out enough that Waldrug is lame?
Clearly not, because I went there 5 years ago and got disappointed.
Oh, 5 years ago you went.
Yeah. I stopped out there last year when we were on our way out to my niece's wedding.
He went there on purpose.
Yeah, well, but I know what it is, so I'm not like have high expectations. We're looking for souvenirs and stuff because at Waldrug they sell a lot of Badlands souvenirs. If you go to Keystone, they're going to sell a lot of Black Hills and Mount Rushmore souvenirs. So you kind of got to know what you're in for when you go to Waldrug. When you don't know and you expect this great big wonderful place, no, it's just it's one strip in a small town in South Dakota that sells a bunch of junk.
Don't hype them too much.
No,
at least.
Don't do that.
We all four
kudos
out of four
to
recommend.
Their marketing.
Yeah. 4 out of 4 recommend don't go out of your way to go to Waldrug.
There you go.
If you're going past there, sure, you can want to stop.
But don't go out of your way.
Don't drive 2 hours or whatever you guys drove, Bonnie.
Exactly. Already clearing, it looks like, sort of, to the west. Still raining, but it looks like the sky's lightening up. Put it that way.
It's not raining as hard.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, it's still raining, Bon.
All right, get out of here. We'll be back 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. Have yourselves a great day. Stay tuned. Coffee Club, Janae and Ronnie, coming up next.